korkun oku trap sonsun. Trap sonsun trap donsun. Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булаа. Дадаж дуудан дур булаа мууруулаа.
Hey, everyone, welcome to a Bread and May Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I got 0 hours of sleep, got off a flight from Portland, Oregon, came right to the studio, and I'm excited because I got my man, Uncle Creepy. Is he with us?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Uncle Creepy or Ian McCall? I feel like comedy wise.
Call me Ian.
Ian?
Yeah, I don't, the Uncle Creepy thing just fucking. If you're not in MMA circles, it sounds really weird. And I realize that, so I just say, you know.
Really? But I just love it, though. I mean, there's a lot of Ians out there. There's only one Uncle Creepy.
True. But let me just, it just depends. If I'm at the dime,
yeah.
I can't joke about MMA or anything. I've tried to make jujitsu jokes, and they just fucking sit there.
But that's the dime bar. But, all right.
But I'm just saying, I you know, in certain areas like LA, I do not use the Uncle Creepy thing for sure. When we go to Philly and Pittsburgh next month to do comedy for my first little, what is it, travel show?
I don't know,
my East Coast tour.
On the road gig, dude.
And that, I'll throw some MMA jokes in there because MMA gyms are coming to see me.
Right, of course. We got Mayhem Miller with us.
Uh-oh.
Bro, I got negative sleep, bro. I don't know like how you can get backwards sleep, bro. I'm right in the same boat with you.
Mayhem and Uncle Creepy. I think I need new friends. So my two,
you definitely need new friends.
I like it. And then Ween Dog.
What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I want to thank Speedweed. They're giving us a studio. They've been amazing. Gino, I can't thank you enough. This podcast is on a whole different level. Thanks to Gino. And listen, people, marijuana is legal in California. Get it delivered right to you. Don't go to the dispensary. It's a trap. There are cops waiting for you to leave because you smoke when you're in there. Then they pull you over. You get a DUI. Boom. $20,000 later, you're fucked. All right? Get it delivered. You get pizza delivered. You get Chinese food delivered. Some people get hookers delivered. All right? Get marijuana delivered to you.
Yeah, I think most people get hookers delivered, don't they?
Yeah, I think most people do.
I think that's standard.
You can do that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So speedweed.com. Follow them at speedweed. Me, I just got back from Portland, Oregon. Well, first of all, I had a show last week. I was telling Joe before the show that, yeah. Like, so normally, yeah, you ever have one of those things where you think, like, this works every time? This, you know, like, you have this down to a science, and then it doesn't?
All the time.
So I did a show, and normally, like, if there's people that are handicapped in the show, they want to be made fun of like everyone else. Like, they're like, blind people come up to me, hey, thank you for making fun of me, or deaf people, thank you. I've had people take out their eyeballs and put them on my merch table thanking me, right? So I'm in Irvine Improv, and okay. Bisbing's there, and I'm a little, when it builds Bisbing and Kelvin Gastelum, and I get nervous when, like, fighters who I, like, respect are there. I still get that, like, I want to impress them, especially Bisbing for some reason. I don't know why. I just feel like...
Yeah, why on earth would you give a fuck what he thinks?
I don't know. I like the guy a lot, but I just feel like he has, I don't know. I just feel like, whatever. So, you're same with you guys. I mean, when you were there, you're there. I want to, like, impress you guys. Ween Dog, I don't have to impress you as much. But,
no, not at all, man.
So, and Gastelum came by himself, which is... By the way, fucking badass. If you're like a guy that comes to a comedy club or someplace by yourself, I got nothing but love for you. So I'm on stage, and there's somebody explaining to this woman all my jokes. So I thought it was because they weren't getting it, which happened. So I was like, oh, are you explaining all my jokes? And the girl goes, I'm hard of hearing. So I was like, oh, and you come to a comedy club? Well, what if you're deaf, you go see... I go, what? If you're blind, you go see fireworks? Right? So like... Yeah. That was a good joke, haha. Like, not the best joke or the, but people were laughing. She was kind of laughing. Then she gets up and leaves, right? And I'm just like, oh, okay, this didn't go well. And then the next day, I got all these people hitting me up saying, great show, I love the show, it was a great show. She hits me up, she's like, you know, it was my first time at a comedy club, and I was on a date, and you made fun of me for being deaf, and deaf lives matter.
Bro, I didn't even know you could read sign language.
I was not trying to pick on this person. I was just trying to make a joke out of the situation and like be funny. And I apologized. I said, listen, I was trying to make you laugh. I was picking on everyone in the crowd. I was making fun of this guy, that guy, that guy, that guy. Got to you.
Did you translate it into Braille?
No, I don't. The point is not to make fun of her more on the podcast. The point is that, it made me think,
Well, I didn't even get a chance to make fun of this deaf lady. It's not like she's listening.
I used to date a deaf girl.
Really?
Yeah, one time we walked out of my, I was sending her off in the morning. And my dad would always smoke cigars out on the patio, and my patio opened up to the beach, basically. And so that's how, I'd always kick him out that way. And finally, after a couple weeks of her, being over all the time, he sees me, kiss her goodbye, and then he goes, "Is Amber deaf?" Yeah. He's like, just shook his head in disappointment, walked in. I was like, "What
the
fuck?"
Your dad got mad about that?
No, he was just like, because I was horrible at that point in my life.
Yeah.
So obviously, it
was this last week or
no? This was 10 years ago. Longer than that, man. I was 20.
Wow.
21. 21.
Well, I actually felt bad, and I felt like maybe I have to be more.
Wait. I want to go back to why a creepy's dad.
I still don't know.
Racist against deaf people.
That's what I said. I was like, "You're a dick." He wasn't racist towards them. He was racist towards me.
Wait, why would he judge you?
She's black?
He started to live vicariously through me, and then I just took it overboard.
Your dad did?
Yeah.
But what? No, your dad.
Well, what? You knocked her cochlear implant out? I don't understand.
All right, this is off to a terrible
start. What is deaf sex
like? This whole show. Listen.
Oh, hey.
Bro, it's a dumpster fire every time we do this.
Deaf girls are crazy horny.
So really? Anyway.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I got to read people better. That's what I thought I was making fun of everyone equally.
Time out. Did you just do another deaf pun?
No, I
You got to read people better?
No. I invited her to my show, Deaf Jam.
Okay, but I think deaf people can read.
Deaf people can read.
I think they can read.
They can read.
I'm not sure, though.
That was not that. Listen. So anyway, I actually felt bad because I didn't mean to hurt the person's feelings, honestly. But if it's your first time at a comedy show, you should probably know that, not take things too seriously.
You should learn sign language, bro.
I would love to. I go to Portland the next day, and that night, Chael Sonnen's like, "Hey, I want to take you out." And I was like, "Okay, I'll meet you at the steakhouse he wanted to take me to."
I'll meet you at the Trump rally.
He's like, "No." He goes, "I got you covered." So he pulls up with his wife in a stretch limo party van.
Yep.
And we went out to the steakhouse. We had the best time with me, Aaron, and Chael and his wife. His wife got wasted. She's beautiful, but she was pretty drunk and hilarious. And it was one of the best. He told me that about his fight with you.
Yeah.
He said that the ring broke.
Bro, we smashed through the ring. It was hilarious. And then we had a gentleman's agreement. Where we were wouldn't go over to where we wanted to finish the fight because they wanted to stop it. And we both were like, "Nah, let's fucking do this." And we both would circle over towards the hole in the ring. And then we both looked at each other nah, don't go over there. Go over here. And we kept going. Yeah,
he said the promoter told you guys, "Hey, do you guys mind not fighting?"
Yeah, he's like, "There's a hole in the ring over there. So if you guys could." Yeah, I was like, "Bah." But we both looked at each other all right, okay.
And now that was
the ghetto.
Now
days,
that was your first
bro.
Loss too. It was a Chael,
yeah,
right?
My first loss.
Was his wrestling was hard to deal with?
Yeah, it was surprising because everybody who had took me down up to that point, I just choked them out, every time. And actually, I had him in a submission at the end of the fight. It was crazy. It was the last second kind of deal. But yeah, it was a wake up call. And after that, I really. Went after wrestling real hard.
Do you think the ring being broke hurt your chances?
Yeah, it definitely disrupted the flow of the fight because my plan was to wear him down and get him tired and then choke him out. But then he had 45 minutes while they were over there putting cinder blocks under the damn ring, trying to I don't know what the hell they were doing under. They had all these little Mexican dudes scurrying under our feet the whole time. You know what I mean?
What country was this
in? Damn thing?
It was in California.
It was in California.
Yeah, this is at the Indian reservation, out in the middle of nowhere, 1999 or whatever, forever ago.
And he said that they were actually there was four fights after you.
Yeah.
And they told all the fighters to not fight on that side of.
Exactly. Yeah.
Stay away from the pit, please.
Man, let me just tell you, I was some next level baloney.
Yeah. So that was awesome. Going out with Chael was great. And then the next night, Austin and Paige Van Zandt came. Her and her husband. Which Paige Van Zandt is so pretty. I can't even look at her when I'm talking to her.
His last name is Van Zandt now?
Yeah, Austin Van Zandt was there. He has
I do the same thing.
Got him.
He has a tattoo of an eye. like on his
I know. I saw the picture. I was like, what the fuck? This dude's staring into my soul from Twitter.
He said he really wants to talk to you. They're big fans of yours, by the way.
I love that girl.
And Paige is like so pretty. You don't even want to look at her. You ever have a girl like that?
Nope.
Like,
No. I want to look at him and I want to fuck him.
Yeah.
Nah.
I didn't even want to even. I wanted to look at her, but she's a very, very. Attractive.
I know what you mean, though.
Like, yeah. You don't want to make it seem. Anyway,
can't
creepy.
Fuck every, can't you, fuck all
yeah, you don't want to pitch a tent right in front of her. I get it.
See, it's called a panic boner.
Yeah.
Really? Have you ever gotten a panic boner?
I call it a fear boner. But
I panic boner. I went down a rabbit hole not too long ago. It's a uncontrollable erection out of fear of public speaking or getting attacked by a bear. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah. That's true.
So, and then they came with Mike Pierce. Said he's trained with you too.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah, Pierce says hello. But then it was funny because the feature that I brought, because I was bringing this feature, and my main guy Jonesy bailed like a week before. So then I brought my friend Aaron, who I love, but he's like kind of a hit or miss comic. Like either people love him or they don't get him at all.
Bowden.
And there were a lot of times during this weekend in Portland, people were not getting him at all. So people fill out comment cards. So I'm in the green room.
What?
And the owner of the club goes like, hey, he's on stage, right? And he's doing jokes about girls sucking cock and going down on girls that are hairy vaginas and making noises like, and he does a whole thing about creepy, how people think he's creepy and this, that. So the owner is like, let me look at the comment cards. So he's reading them, right? And he goes, it's like 1 to 5, 5 being the best, 1 being the worst. And then it's like 1, 1, 1, creepy, creepy. And he's like, man, these are the worst comment cards I've ever. He's like, who the hell brought this guy? And I was like, that was me. And then you hear from the stage while he's in the back, like, like just fart noise and shitting noises and eating pussy. And the guy's looking at me like, and it just keeps getting worse. And I'm looking down and I'm like, well, you know, you want to be loved or hated in this business and trying to give the whole. It was just fucking, I was crying laughing. Like, I was crying because he was getting more and more annoyed.
Mm-hmm. I think the audience should know, that just for a reference point, like, I one time had, like, a crazy, like, awesome party. And, like, it was just, like, hot, like, UFC chicks everywhere. And, like, just, like, the cool bros. It was, like, one of my best Purple Pineapple pool parties back in the day. And then you said, hey, can I play some songs? And I said, yeah, sure, why not? This motherfucker puts on My Girl Likes to Party All the Time, party all. The whole fucking record scratched. Everybody stopped dancing. Everybody stopped having fun. It was just staring. Yeah. And then you put on like three more, like Baby Shark or some shit like that. Like, just the most garbage. So, I mean, that's the kind of dude we're dealing with here, if you don't know. Every once in a while, you like to throw a monkey wrench in the whole system.
I'm so desensitized to like comedy, that awkwardness.
I know, me too. I like it too, but you gotta understand, it's like a niche. You know what I mean? Not everybody watches The Office.
You went on the Dime Bar and like said the N-word 18 times in a row. Somebody threatened us to shoot you.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't shoot me.
Then at one point you made animal noises and like so.
But I didn't talk about eating vagina.
How did I not know this?
And I didn't get an erection that lasted more than 4 hours.
This is before he was like he got locked up, but he was like I booked him by accident because there was a drag queen named Mayhem Miller.
He's trying to book the tranny.
There was a black female drag queen that was I saw on a flyer, and I thought it was him being funny. So I'm like, hey, you're back at the comedy, come by. And this was him at like his all-time worst. So he shows up with like a mohawk and like
pink mohawk face,
snake, like meth hanging out, like just pulls up in a car, just like fumes
on fire.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
He was, and then he wouldn't get off stage, and I'm sitting there with Ellis, and I'm like, Ellis, you gotta get him off. And he's like, I'm not getting him off. I'm like, but you train. He goes, I train long enough to know that I'm not getting him off.
Wow. Yeah, that was a wild night, man. I feel like I killed that night. I feel like I made inroads with the black community. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It was something. It was something. So then that was my trip to Portland. It was a lot of fun. It was crazy. How have you been? What's going on with you? You got pink eye, right?
But I had like red eye. I had all kinds of eye.
What happened?
Bro, I don't know. Fucking dog must have farted in my face. Hell if I know.
You weren't eating ass or anything?
Nah, no ass eating on my agenda. Wasn't on the menu. You know what I mean? I don't know. I must have got a scratch and trainer or something, and then it just formed into something. I just had to like take some time off and like hide. because, dude, I was just like molten.
I know, you showed me a picture, and then I was like, come anyway. You're like, you're just going to make fun of me for eating ass. Well,
I knew immediately. Like, can't have an infectious disease around Adam Hunter. This motherfucker will talk about it to no end.
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, even now, I'm healthy, and you still couldn't let it go.
Of course. By the way, oh, it was funny. So Austin Vanderford, I was giving him shout-outs from the stage, and I'm like, Paige Van Zandt does not have one ugly bone in her body except for Austin Vanderford's.
Nice.
And fucking, she was dying laughing. So that
of
was,
course.
I was happy. I have to tell people, you guys don't laugh when I tell these stories. I have to tell everyone how funny it was.
Everyone laughed, guys.
Everyone laughed.
Everyone was laughing.
Everyone laughed. Promise. So, thanks, guys. So, Creepy, how you doing?
Wonderful.
What's new?
Psychedelic integration work. Yeah, I'm.
Interesting.
I've been into the professor. My girlfriend's a professor at UCLA.
Yeah,
nice.
And has been for like over a decade. Been a scientist for 25 years.
So she's synthesizing chemicals, and no. You're the test monkey.
Maybe. No. we focus on psilocybin.
On what?
On psilocybin magic mushrooms.
Yeah.
On a political level, on an activist level, as far as native, you know, the first. First Peoples Nations, my spiritual leader down in the La Jolla Indian Reservation, his name is Shane. He just got a federally recognized church. So
right.
We have a plant medicine church at La Jolla, and I think soon to be Morongo.
So you're trying to get mushrooms on the market? Is that?
I'm trying to get them just decriminalized, and you know, this is a market that people just don't realize that, you know, it's a cycle, it's cyclical.
You have mushrooms now?
There's tech. No, I'm saying like business wise.
Oh.
There's tech. And there's cannabis, and there's CBD, and now there's psilocybin's coming next.
Yeah, for a few years, I macro-dosed psilocybin for a while.
What's the biggest dose you've had? Micro-dose or macro-dose?
Yes.
Both.
Okay, so micro's small, macro's bigger.
Yeah, I was macro-dosing, bro.
Every day.
I was like, you know, time became a construct of the man. And I felt like the white patriarchy was telling me what to do. I feel like...
See, this is exactly why crazy people can't take psychedelics.
I don't know if you should be guiding people to do that shit, bro. I was eating it on my pizza.
Yeah, because... Like a church?
Because
I lost the girl in the woods, bro.
As someone who's been your friends for a long time...
Yeah. Wait, hold up. Wait, I feel like I'm in a fucking mushrooms right now. What do you mean? You were in the woods with who?
I was in it with... I had a scientist girlfriend.
Same girl?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
I mean,
wait, so
knowing me and him,
we're going to get to that in a second.
So you got any peanuts for the elephant?
Wait.
Hey, but yeah, I never told you this,
no.
Adam. Man, I did mushrooms in the woods in Yosemite.
Okay.
And I don't know. I like had a beautiful experience.
Right.
You know, like I'm talking next level. I saw God. I talked to him. I played Jenga with him.
Right.
You know, and we were just chilling. And I was looking at the different levels of like sediment in this lake, a beautiful lake. And I just had a uplifting experience. I vomited, but you know, it was like one of those casual vomits where you were like connecting with nature.
Yeah. Right.
Like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? And like dancing around.
You just had to purge.
Okay.
All right, with the girl.
Now.
Okay.
The woman I was with was like 100 pounds.
Right.
And I noticed she didn't vomit at all. I was like, wow, she got a damn steel stomach. Like, that was pretty impressive. About 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, like, it was, you know, it's about time to pack up because we were in this campsite in the middle of nowhere. So we pack up and we're walking. I'm like, you know, carrying my trusty hatchet. I'm kind of like, you know, coming down, I guess.
You on mushrooms with a hatchet.
I know.
Good idea.
I know. Well, I mean, it gets better. Because suddenly on the trail, she just looks at me with like a panic-stricken face. Maybe it's because I was holding this hatchet. I don't know.
Right.
I was still walking on sunshine, and so I didn't know what the hell she was on about. She just dropped her pink backpack at my feet and just started sprinting, took off in the woods. And my like rationale.
Well, you had a hatchet on you.
Yeah, it's true, but I wasn't chasing her.
Right.
So she just like took off running, and I was like, what is she doing? And then, like, the inner conversation with myself, like, I'm not going to chase you. This is, like, some weird, you know what I mean, power move. She wants me to chase her through the woods. I should have chased her.
Why?
Because I get back to the campsite. I'm like, you seen Lisa? No. You seen Lisa? Nobody's seen her. I was like, oh, my God. I went searching for her for like until the sun came up.
Did you find her?
No.
So she's still there?
Yeah, she's still there. No. I'm just kidding. They found her. And I mean, dude, I haven't even thought about this in the longest time. I'm just saying, be careful with your mushrooms, kids. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
listen. Now, this is the thing. Yeah. Is that...
I mean, you know what? Here, let me just tell you. I was searching for this woman all night. I was walking around convinced that there was a fucking bear going to eat me the whole night. I was like, bro, I'm going to fight that bear with this hatchet.
Like a big gay guy?
Yeah. I'm going to fight this bear. I'm going to fight this homosexual with this hatchet. And then I ran into a wolf.
I have to cut his big horny dick off.
A wolf.
Really?
I mean, maybe it was a coyote. But still, like, I think you forgot you said I was on mushrooms, bro.
Right.
Everything was trippy. You know, this is years and years ago.
Could have been a squirrel.
It could have been. It seemed pretty big, though. Yeah. But
same bushy tail. Just depends on how.
But anyway, I was like, man, I love this woman. I need to protect her and da 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 da. And then the minute she came back. Yeah, the Rangers found her.
Yeah.
I had to admit to the Rangers I was on mushroom. I'm like,
oh, no.
Yeah, I had to admit to him. He's like, well, and they found her.
Yep.
And I thought she was going to be like, oh, I missed you. She just was like, do you have any chapstick?
That was the first thing she said. That's what you would have said,
Bless her heart.
That's what I would have said.
All right.
So what the hell are you doing with mushrooms? That's my warning to the kids out there. I got to tell the kids.
Right, MMA roasted.
Let me explain.
MMA nothing, bro. This is an non-MMA podcast. All right,
Bibi, what are you saying?
Okay, so it's called psychedelic integration. It's psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy. This is, like I said, the woman I'm dating is a...
Is an app you get on your phone?
Shut the fuck up. Yes, there is an app. There's a microdosing app.
Okay, we're trying
to build other apps. We're looking into setting up studies and kind of going over some stuff ourselves. We got, you know... But if you're going to take these, this is why you cannot take mushrooms or any entheogens irresponsibly.
Entheogens?
Psychedelics.
That's what you call them?
Yeah.
Nice.
Sounds nice, right? Psychedelics just sounds silly, so they made up a pretty word.
It's like using cannabis instead of marijuana.
Responsibly because there has to be rhyme or reason. There has to be set and setting. There has to be intention. There has to be the integration.
What are the reasons to take mushrooms? Just to have fun?
Yeah. Okay, so listen. You know talk therapy, EMDR, all that sort of therapy stuff?
Sure.
It works, but it doesn't work because you have your brain, and then you have a little box inside with all your problems, and your body has the default mode network. And it protects all the bad shit that even you've forgot about or put in the middle of your body, you know, just send it away. The only way to get into those doors is through psychedelics.
The only way.
And like, so this is science. And you can then use what you learn in EMDR or in talk therapy.
Have you been taking them? Has it helped you?
Over the last 2 years, I've been microdosing psilocybin. I just went to phase two. I went into microdosing LSD. Because I've been doing some trials with trying to see how far we could go with psilocybin. We're going to 20 grams next, then we're going to go to 30 grams. I mean, the professor kind of says, she's like, I don't know, you know, the difference. She's a biological scientist, so she can explain from mother mycelium, from the base, and then the fruit that comes up, which is the mushroom, ingestion, the cascade of chemicals that happen. Like, this woman can explain all of this shit. She's going to do a TED talk eventually.
Are you sure this is healthy for you?
So there's something called epigenetic neurogenesis.
Yep.
And so not only does high doses of psilocybin, this is specifically why I work with psilocybin. I'll work with all of them, but specifically this is my passion because through large doses, you deal with trauma. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can even rewire the brain, like vertigo, things like that. But you deal with these crazy traumas that come up and you work through them. But that comes into the integration part is huge because you get all these amazing thoughts and then you don't know what to do with them. So then after there's that, but because of epigenetic neurogenesis, if you microdosing is healthier for your brain because it floods the receptors with that chemical for a longer period of time. And I can show you things on.
I mean, creepy. I gotta Google them.
Yeah, this is a lot of big words.
I heard you on Ariel Helwani's podcast a couple. Years ago, right? And you were all about CBD.
Yeah.
But you were like, I'm terrible. I'm depressed. I'm in a horrible place. But I'm on the CBD and it's killing. It's great. So it was sort of uneven.
I own part of the world's first FDA and third party certified CBD lab and product and facility. My family's invested into it. I'm invested into it. It's called Elixicure. And it's an the reason why I have these certifications is because I worked closely with Jeff Nowitzki in the UFC because I was going to be their cannabis guy.
Right.
And then Aurora came in and sponsored them with a lot of money. And I was like, well, I'll go fuck myself. You know, because they're a publicly traded, you know, very, 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 very expensive company.
Right.
So, you know, I lost that deal, but I learned a lot in the process. And I got these certifications that no one else even has yet.
Right.
No products have it yet. We have the first over-the-counter product. So it's a BSCG, so Banned Substance Control Group and FDA certs. We're running with that, but then, you know, I learned a lot in that space. And cannabis is great. I love CBD. It helped fix my kid. My kid, at 2.5, had autoimmune disease, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. We fixed it with a lot of CBD oil or cannabis oil. You know, obviously diet and exercise is first. You have to fix the vehicle before you want to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's good. It's crazy seeing your kid to be stoned, though. You know, you have to give her.
Got your kid blamed?
You have to give.
CBD didn't do it. Man, I took that CBD. It don't get you high at all.
A fucking 2-year-old takes high doses of CBD and just like, wong. You know, it's adorable, but it awesome. Helped. I took her off the methotrexate they put her on. I was like, fuck you. A chemo drug for my 2-year-old? Not happening.
Your kid seems very happy.
My kid's amazing.
Yeah.
And so back to the psilocybin. I was a mess.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a mess anymore.
You're not a mess anymore.
There's two things that I, outside of diet and exercise.
But you also had like a lot of hot girls eat your ass.
I have. Yeah. So,
what's that like?
It's great.
Because he would be like, hey, see this girl right here? And she'd be like a 10.
Yeah.
Like, and he'd be like, she ate my ass.
It was just a funny thing for like a little while. A bunch of chicks wanted.
Do you have a hairy ass?
Kind of, yeah.
They didn't care?
Let's get into that because it's more interesting to me. So how do guys?
Then we can get into sex addiction.
How do guys like you get all these fitness models?
I have no idea.
Really?
But and it's.
But how does it come up? Because the girls will come up to you, hey, I really want to eat your butt. Like, that's like the.
No, they just fucking do it, and you're like, okay, start jerking off, let them do it.
Oh. Yeah.
What else am I gonna do?
I feel like a girl eating your ass. Kind of like
I'm not mad at it. What the fuck?
No, that's cool. But I feel like it's like the only thing they have to really penetrate you this intimate is their tongue. Yeah. So they're like, you know what I mean? They start.
Would you rather they have a dick?
Blasting. I mean, they start. I'm just telling you, they're trying to assert their dominance by giving you the butt dart.
I'm just giving you.
Oh, you think it's girls trying to like?
You want dominance? Picture this, okay? So you know when you're.
I thought he was about to show us his asshole.
No, when you're gonna go lick a chick's ass or you know go down a chick, you can grab her by the back of the knees and sit her up. You know.
Yeah.
The back chick, of the knees.
Like a guard pass. Sort
when yeah. a chick does that to you, and you're like,
I know, and you feel like a baby.
I had one girl that wanted to do it to me. A while back, some girl in Vegas. Yeah. A bigger girl.
Start feeling gay.
I had one girl that wanted to do it to me, and I let her. I'm not going to lie.
A big girl.
I mean, not everyone wants to eat my ass.
She's pretty, though.
Bro, you know what? We uncrack every podcast. We uncrack a little more of this nut that is Adam Hunter.
No, but creepy, by the way, you guys. Now, you used to date his ex-wife, right?
Yeah, I didn't know at first it was his ex-wife. And then, like, we were already, like, knee-deep and fucking tonguing each other's buttholes before
really?
She busted that out. I was like, what?
She's like, oh, nice.
What, right, she well, liked her ex-wife? Liked
I just thought it was a coincidence that her last name was McCall. I was like, you don't really look like a McCall.
Yeah. I know, guys.
So you didn't wait. So wait.
I didn't look. I was like, bro. This was his worst phase.
Yeah, this was your
peak
worst
Mohawk
and her worst
phase. And yeah, and
where
man,
did you meet her?
Fuck, I don't know.
So
Tinder.
So at what point did you realize that was his ex-wife?
Like day 3 of a crazy bender, and like yeah, it was a fucking nightmare, bro.
Yeah,
it was a nightmare. I got bro. I mean, I know why it's your ex-wife.
Now, did you feel weird like seeing him since then? Or?
Nah, I mean, I felt like we're bros. Like, yeah. Come on, we already Eskimo brothers from somewhere else.
I'm sure. Yeah, we've known him for 20 years.
We've both been in Orange County. Yeah.
You guys trained together back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we trained back. But where was that at?
Apex.
Man, I missed that those days. Right? It was like we were training above a racquetball court.
Yeah.
Something, and then like the padded wall was only like half the height. So like if you really got going, you might like flip over.
It was like 3.5 feet tall. It wasn't really that high.
Yeah, it was not. Yeah, it was dangerous. It was mad dangerous. When you're going wrestling hard, you're like afraid you're going to fly over onto the damn racquetball
court. So when you heard Mayhem was dating your ex-wife, did you get upset? Or
No. At that point, I was so...
He's probably happy. Like, thank God, take her off my fucking hands.
We were already divorced or separated, whatever it was at that point.
She did get to get back at you. You think she was trying?
No. She was just deep in her addiction, and people were like, you guys are cool now, and I'm like, yeah, she's fucking sober, has a baby, is remarried, and her new daughter's adorable. And like,
that's good. I'm glad she's doing good.
She's doing really good.
Bro,
I'm really proud of her.
We were both in we met each other.
Heroin.
I don't know what, but she was like, laying in the bed sleeping, and she was just like doing this weird like. She was like knocked out, but she was like twitching and shaking, and I was like, "What the fuck? I gotta get out of this bed." So I went to another room and went to bed. She just jumped up, Jason. You and I was like, what the yo, you gotta I got court tomorrow. You gotta chill. You gotta fucking chill. It's like, fuck you, motherfucker. Started swinging on me and shit. I was ducking left and right.
For leaving the bed?
Yes. Bro, I don't even know, bro. It didn't make any sense.
Does that sound like her?
Yo, yeah.
Man.
You know, the old her.
Listen here, bro. And I fucking butt ass naked. I ran around the other side of the pool and called the cops because she was fucking attacking me. I was like, man. And then
so Mrs. Creepy is wild.
I hate to put her out there.
This was a long time ago. You guys run drugs, whatever. Shit happens. You're better now.
Fuck. Yeah. But like the cops show up, thank God, because I thought I was going to jail, and they're like, "Oh, hi, Shay." And I'm I was like, "Damn."
Oh, they knew
thank
her.
God the cops know her.
Oh, dude.
Or I think I would have got in trouble, man. That shit was wild. I mean, I didn't even tell the story right because she was chasing me, and I ran out. She tripped over. I had like this little antique table that was from the owner of Aquaman. I mean, the dude who wrote Aquaman. It's a sweet-ass table. She tripped over that, broke it in half.
Oh, she broke the Aquaman table?
Yes, and then banged her head off another side table and broke that, and then jumped up like the fucking Terminator. It was like the most gangster shit I ever seen. Wow. Yeah.
Now, do you ever think, like, how do you attract these women?
Yeah, like, you know, with my profile. Like you know, I swipe
with
right.
your blue check mark. You got one of those, right?
I got one. Yeah. That
will get you laid alone. Just a blue check mark, especially in LA.
I don't even try. Really?
Oh yeah.
All right, I'm gonna just start tweeting to everybody. Hey, how about some
dick? Sliding to some DMs? Yeah. So that's another reason why I want to get mushrooms and fighters as much as possible to help things like addiction, like sex addiction.
Because
I was one of the worst. Drugs. The last time I fought, I was on Oxycontin when Horiguchi knocked me out. And I was fucking sitting there.
Before the fight, you were on Oxycontin?
No, I was snorting.
During the fight?
I was snorting Oxycontin in the locker room. It's Japan. You can do anything you want. And I'm sitting there Bambi-laid and cross-eyed. And I was like, oh, dude, I can't do this. What the fuck? I'm out. I walked in the back, looked at my coaches and said, all right, it's over. I didn't tell them I was on Oxycontin.
Why
would you take it before the fight?
Because I was an addict.
Fuck.
And I was just
that. You were over that. I thought you were like done with the.
Yeah, so did everybody else. I was on fucking Oxycontin for the last 20 years. So I finally was able, like, this whole, I'm telling you, psilocybin has been so big in addictions.
But you don't think maybe you're getting addicted to this now?
No, you cannot get addicted to psilocybin. Your body
you've never done
you.
It? No. You can't get addicted to that, bro. Because if you do it all the time, it's fucking, it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Your body builds up a tolerance right away.
People say you can't get addicted to weed, and I know people are addicted to weed. A lot of people say you can't get addicted
again,
to something.
I've...
Ambien. Oh, you can't get addicted to it. I couldn't sleep without Ambien. For a long time, Ambien was the only thing that put me to sleep. And it was that drug is fucking powerful.
Dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Remember Shane Del Rosario?
Yes.
So Shane one night woke up... when he was sleeping after taking those and fucking, because he's a giant, woke up, stood on his bed and just started peeing on his girlfriend.
No way. Well, he's done that.
Yeah, that's casual. That's like Wednesday.
I've done some weird filthy casual.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I haven't taken pills in a long time.
This is my favorite podcast. If you don't like this podcast,
you keep getting better every time. There's something wrong with you.
Now, when you fought Demetrius Johnson, were you on Oxycontin?
No, I was not during the fight, but I was still dabbling.
And now, was it after that first fight when you really won the title, when you should have been
the
champion?
I think that's when it started to happen.
That's when you started partying too much?
Yeah. No, I don't think I did anything before. Maybe dabbled here and there, but that's like such a big part of what I'm doing right now is because of the addiction stuff and the sex addiction. I mean, sure, I'm dating another sex addict, so we kind of can compartmentalize it and say, okay, we have sex these many times a day.
How many times a day you have sex?
We work from the house, so like three,
wow,
five.
That's a lot.
But you know,
not every day, man. Come on, just the chafing alone.
When you
Just, I mean,
okay,
I mean,
would you meet my girlfriend?
Of lube. What?
You'll meet my girlfriend. She is a, and this is all, she's coming out with a book and a TED Talk and a bunch of shit. She's a very smart woman. And you look at her and she's 5'11". She's from Serbia, from former Yugoslavia. She fled Yugoslavia with a baby in her belly to become like, you know, to become one of the youngest professors in Canada, Canadian history, I think. She's like 24 or 5.
I'm happy because at one time you were only banging girls with a million followers on Instagram.
Yes, that was only the thing. But no, but then so you
that
know,
was the thing.
Like, yeah, that's cool.
It was a shitty joke. I was like, okay, well, no, you know, I'll pay you this much attention if you have this many followers.
You had to have a million followers on Instagram. Like, what if they had like 800,000? You'd still do it.
My hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Nice.
Depends. How's her butt dart tongue game?
Let's talk to speaking of butt darts, Isaac Valley Flag should be on right now. Let's talk to Isaac, another guy who is out of his mind. Along with
hey there, buddy.
We haven't talked to Ween Dog yet.
Ween.
So
where's Isaac?
Is Isaac? He said he's on.
Isaac,
can you see him?
Where are you? Show yourself.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Look at that beard.
Right, man, I think you're on the thing.
Sorry. Ah, man, come on. Shit.
Hello. Isaac, hey, how are you?
I went on the
you definitely look crazy.
Hello. Can anybody hear him?
Can't no.
Hear him.
Do you live in your car?
Ready? Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're back in the car. How are you?
Good. I don't live in the car. Some of us have jobs.
Wow.
I was just fucking.
So you're here with Uncle Creepy, Mayhem Miller, Ween Dog, Isaac Valley Flag, who was a badass fighter, fought everybody. And they threw you to the wolves in the UFC.
They seriously did.
You lost like 19 split decisions, all which could have went your way. But now you're undefeated in bare knuckle boxing, but nobody wants to fight you. Am I right?
I'm losing you again. God damn it.
Yeah.
Can I swear out here?
Yeah, I hear you. But nobody wants to fight you in bare knuckle boxing, correct?
I'm trying to get a fight with that Jim Allers guy who's also undefeated. And it seems like nobody does want to fight me. I don't know, whatever. Which is weird because I'm fucking old and I'm tired and I'm slow. And, you know, I mean, people should want to fight that guy.
Well, you just beat Melvin Gallard. Which is a big win. Melvin Glar is a strong guy,
individual.
A scary guy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, but I see you calling people out. Now, what about Dakota Cochran? Is he too big for you, or is that a good fight for you?
Yeah, he's way too big for me. Like, I think he's 185 or something, or 205 now. I mean, he's gigantic.
Yeah. And now, who do you think's going to win, by the way, Joe Riggs or Hector Lombard? They're fighting in bare knuckle.
I know, that's an exciting fight.
Oh, yeah, if it gets out of the first round, Joe Riggs wins it. And but Hector could knock him out right away too, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to jump in on the fun pill conversation with I heard Ian talk about being fighting on pills, and I was just thinking that Gomi fight, the one that I got fighting the night before, dope sick as hell when I fought Gomi for that because of the same kind of pill addiction stuff.
What were you addicted to?
Oh, oxys and then heroin and meth, you know? I go right from oxys to heroin, you know?
You ever do any fentanyl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That shit's heavy.
What do you do?
Fentanyl.
Oh, you did fentanyl? Really? That's stuff that, like, killed Prince, right?
I don't know.
It killed everybody,
sure, but
bro.
It kills everybody. The fentanyl's gnarly, dude. It's
the shit's no joke, man. That's, you know, when you're starting to see all the overdoses with people, it's mostly people who think they're getting whatever they usually either snort in pill form or shoot in heroin form, and then they do a little bit of fentanyl and it kills them, you know?
They make fake Roxys that look like them.
Now, how did you guys pass how did you guys pass the drug tests?
Magic. No, you just detox for that last week, and it sucked the last couple weeks. And then go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you, Ian.
No, I was just saying, it's just, you detox a little bit. That's it.
Yeah, and that's what when I fought Gomi, I was always kind of like I could get off of him a couple weeks out, but that Gomi fight, everything was getting really bad for me. And I remember I took my last, like I snorted my last oxy right before I got on the plane to go out there on Tuesday. And so I was kicking that whole week when I was out there.
Wow.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, it's not a fun feeling to be cutting weight and kicking at the same time.
Now, I got
to
ask you, Isaac, and I'm not trying to glamorize or make fun of you, but I do have to ask because I read your criminal report. When you were caught with a silencer, a gun, 8 different social security numbers and 12 different IDs. But what were you doing?
Yeah, he was going to Toys R Us.
Crying.
What do you think?
Yeah.
But what do you need all those IDs for? Social security card.
Like, so, I was a criminal, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I was a junkie. I mean, I was doing what junkies do with shit like that.
Yeah, that's standard operating procedure, man. I knew so many guys in the joint that was like in there for like check fraud and weird, you know what I mean? Like he had all these social security. You were like doing identity theft or some shit, huh? To feed your addiction.
Well, so, and listen, I did a lot of stuff, but that the ID and stuff I actually found behind, as much as I would like to make my.
Ah.
Ah. We gotta hear this. What happened?
Bro, I know.
No, no, wait. I feel like he's like robbing us right now of the interview.
Yeah. Wait. Agreed.
What? Isaac.
The fucking NSA got to him before.
Come back. What? No.
Man, he's out there in fucking the sticks where they got 2G.
How come he only gets internet in his truck?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what. What is it about this show where everybody's got to fucking do the interview in the goddamn car?
But he has a house. Like,
why
he's got a big house.
No, no. This is your fault, Adam.
Does Albuquerque not have the internet? Like, what's going on here?
No, Adam. Every time we do an interview, we're not cool enough for them to sit at home and do it.
It's because this is fucking stupid program where they have to log on to vmix.org.
You are fired.
What?
So they got fucking
fired.
This guy's going to relapse.
They got to go to 7-Eleven to fucking get a card for it?
This is gonna be like a 37 bank robbery.
No, I'm gonna have to contact him after this to explain, you know, the addiction.
Oh, you're gonna get him on mushroom?
Yeah, I'm gonna get him on mushrooms.
Okay,
yeah,
so
nice.
We're gonna rob banks together.
Can we get some mushrooms in this bank robber's hat?
Is that the goal now, to get former addicts on? All right, so wait, can we get back on?
Yes, it works.
On?
I'm a former addict, and I have no.
You're different though, creepy.
I am different.
I guess. You're different, man. Just because
I've heard about it. I've like read the studies.
No, you're not taking this, dude.
All right.
Go on.
No, but I read the studies. And what he's saying is backed by science.
I have tons of scientific paperwork.
I can't piss hot right now, so yeah, I'm not doing. So, I wonder if they test me for mushrooms. I don't even know.
Dude, don't try to figure that out.
Okay,
can we call Isaac back? Because I want to hear this fucking story.
Okay, and USADA does not test for psilocybin.
There's gonna be like 19 fighters that are gonna fail tomorrow.
No. Listen,
Isaac.
Everybody listen to me, goddammit.
I
know what you're talking about.
I apologize. Sorry about that.
It's not your fault, man. So wait, where were you? You got cut off right where you had the silencer.
You said you found a bunch of
cards or something.
So I only had an ID and a social security card on me, and those were behind my gym that somebody else had dumped. He's pretty notorious for a junkie, you know. So I was doing other shady stuff for sure, but the identity theft, I always, and this is going to sound horrible, but I prided myself on, I would say corporations, not people. So
corporations, not people.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, he would rob corporations, not people.
No. So he's like the Bernie Sanders of criminals. I get it. Yeah. That's cool. No.
Isaac, you back?
Hell no, bro.
Fuck,
he's
man.
Out there in the sticks,
I think he's,
man.
At the, he's in the woods looking for that girl that you went out with.
He is, yeah.
With. Damn. Hello, Isaac?
Dude, all right. Sorry.
Let's get him on next week again. Oh, here we go. All right. So you would pride yourself on robbing corporations, not people.
Is there not good internet at the Unabomber's Lodge?
Yeah, you know, that's...
Brilliant.
There we go.
Yo,
do you have dial-up? What the fuck is going on right now?
Kaczynski, there's 56K. He's running this shit off AOL online.
He has a modem in his tooth.
Tell Ted to plug the modem in. Reset it.
Dial-up is not working correctly. Apparently.
Put the antenna in between the gap in your teeth. It's fucking holding it. So, all right. All right. So, okay. So, you would rob corporations, not people. So, you're trying to rob a bank?
Right. Yeah. That was always like my prideful thing, is that I wouldn't target people. You know what I mean? Just because I'm pretty working class, and I know the feeling of having or getting your tools or something stolen and not being able to work the next day. So, but, you know, the big corporations, you know, it's a drop in the bucket for them, and they don't miss it. And that's not to justify what I'm not trying to justify that now. I'm just saying where I was at mentality wise when I was doing it, you know?
Well, I'm happy you got no jail time, man. That's pretty awesome, because
Yeah.
That
was carrying a pretty heavy sentence. And you know, thankfully, due to like a really good lawyer and doing the right thing, you know, and kind of, you know, it was kind of a good thing. It was a pushback in the recovery and, that I needed, you know. Nothing like the motivation of spending several years in prison to kind of push you back in, you know.
Now, how did they keep you away from John Jones? Because I would think you guys together would be like a...
yeah, you know, I'm going to stay away from that. I still have to live in this town.
Now I know that Jackson. You know, I know you got banned from Jackson's. Did they ever let you back in?
You know, so I've been going over the Acoma gym. I didn't get banned from it, but you know, I burned bridges, man. Like the way, you know, addiction does. I'm sure Mayhem can speak to this too. I'm sure, you know, and I don't mean to throw you under the bridge, but or under the bus. But I mean, like, we burn bridges when we're running and gunning, you know.
I didn't just burn them. I exploded them motherfuckers behind me and didn't even look back. Yeah.
He actually reached out to me and he said, "How's Mayhem doing?" The first week you were out.
I appreciate the vibe. Shit.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's one person looking out for another, and that's kind of like you know, selfishly, it's kind of what keeps me clean too. You know, that connection. Yeah. So trying to build connections like that. I talk to a lot of guys and other fighters who are in recovery too. You know.
So speaking of guys that might need help, Diego Sanchez, right? Are you training with Diego? What's going on? I heard he left the gym and hired like a porn star to coach him or something.
I don't know where Diego is.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what Diego's doing. He's doing like he's got a breathing coach. And look, Diego's always been batshit crazy, right? And that's one of the things that makes Diego great, is that he's batshit crazy.
Certifiably fucking crazy.
Yeah, but it's one of the things that makes him believe in himself more than anything. I mean, I think all fighters, right, is that we're gonna go get into a fist fight, and we're like, fuck yeah, this is a good idea. Well, he takes that to the extreme, you know. And he's got a breathing coach that's doing something for him. I don't know what it is. But...
Now Cerrone left Jackson's. He said the thing became like it was crazy. For $100, you could roll with Holly Holm. There was a wrestling coach that was learning moves the night before. It got really bad. Is there any truth to any of that, or what's going on? Tell us the truth.
I love Mike Winklejohn. I love Cowboy Cerrone. I've actually gone out to Cowboys and trained a couple times and seen him around and stuff, but. You know, gyms, like I've said in the past, man, gyms need to make money, and finding the midway point between making money and keeping kind of the grassroots, like, tough fighter feeling is a hard thing to do. That's my political way of staying in the middle on that. And in Albuquerque, it's even harder to do, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like a high income area like Orange County or something where you have a gym on every corner, but you also have millionaires on every corner. You know, it's a tough fighting town. And Wink is trying to figure out a way to make that work here, you know,
of course.
And Cowboys, you know, Cowboys trying to, you know, when you have professionals, right, trying to stay focused and get ready for a fight, it comes to a head at some point, you know?
Now, I was reading your bio. It said you got into a lot of trouble growing up, like in high school. What did you do?
There's fights and stuff like that. I mean, fuck, you saw my last arrest. Imagine when I was a kid and didn't have any filter, you know? I mean,
yeah, but you seem like such a nice guy. Like you're a family guy. Well, you got kids. You got a wife. You're a man's man. Like... I don't know. It's hard for me to picture you being a I don't know.
There's a lot of maniac. Yeah. I mean, I like anything, there's a dichotomy to everybody, right? And I know these two guys who are sitting next to you can speak to this too. Is like, there's definitely a side of me that's a very nice family person, but I mean, like, fucking. There's a side of me that at some point I was a fucking animal of some sort and probably should have been locked up, you know. Thankfully I wasn't, and when I'm not getting high and trying to get dope and fucking not being a stupid kid, you know, I'm a lot better person, you know. And it's some of that experience is what made me into the nice person that I am, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Oh, bless his heart.
He's a what a great guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Now you now I heard you have a gym now for recovering fighters.
She kind of shut it down because I'm fucking because I'm again running a gym in this town is tiring, and I want to enjoy the last little bit of my fighting career before I just stop altogether. You know.
Now your wife was very upset about bare knuckle boxing. She thought it was a fad. But now you're undefeated. Is she coming along for the ride? Is she? Have you won her over yet?
As much as she's never going to go to one of my fights and still doesn't like it, yeah. I mean,
good.
You know, she also knows that I love to do it, and she sees fighting as a positive thing for me. You know, so she's along for the ride as much as she can be. You know,
what's the last big box purchase that you got her? A couch?
No. Well, I just kind of I bought another car recently for myself. I don't know if that counts for her, but
way to go! Give yourself a present to help her out. I hear you.
Yeah, definitely didn't get her Wi-Fi.
I made her bathroom. So
nice. There you go. Now, how's the pay in bare knuckle boxing compared to the UFC?
It's decent. I mean, it's not UFC. It's not quite UFC money, but they're paying good. You know, I think you know Dave Feldman's in this place where he wants to pay his fighters better, but there's just the market's not the same. You know, there was a point in time MMA fighters weren't getting paid or getting paid a couple $100 to fight, and because of the success MMA has had, bare knuckle is kind of. It's a little bit better paydays because it's not starting from scratch like I think MMA was. You know, we have other combat sports to, I don't want to say pigtail off of, you know?
Right. Nice.
It's the paydays are decent, you know, and it's building a business, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I wouldn't be doing it if it was a shitty payday, you know? Man, getting punched in the face, bare knuckles with the amount of, with stuff that happens to you is not good. So
when it comes to technique, I see you guys punching like you have gloves on. It's kind of fucking crazy. Do you study any old timey bare knuckle boxing, pikey boxing, kind of, you know, high elbow guard sort of stuff? Do you just go off boxing?
Well, I go out. I had a lot of conversation with Cub about this, Cub Swanson, and it's kind of like I'll go out and burn a round because they're 2 minute rounds just to figure out where I punch people that it's not going to hurt my hands. You know, so my first rounds generally aren't the greatest because, you know, I'm trying to not break my hair about my face. I mean, it's pretty ugly and I don't have a tooth, but I'm worried about my hands, you know.
Wow.
So I'll burn a round trying to figure out where I can punch, where their guard is so I don't hit elbows and things like that, and where my guard needs to be.
That's again, crazy.
You know, we thought was so.
Wow. Hey,
and it doesn't do sound you know, like the smartest way.
What are you saying, okay, man?
Sorry.
Well, I was just going to ask, have there been a lot of injuries to the hands so far in the bare knuckle boxing community? Like,
yeah,
I always worry about that, too. I'm thinking about it because, you know, I broke my hand with the gloves on, you know, because the gloves didn't. I didn't have my thumb wrapped properly, and it broke my damn thumb before my other thumb too. You could break your hand pretty easy even with good wraps and a glove. So, you know, how's that? I mean, I know that's dangerous, but have you heard of other guys?
Yeah, Crazy Horse broke his hands.
Oh, really?
I think Galar broke his hand.
Wow.
Melvin broke his hand. I fractured one of my knuckles. But again, that's why. Look, everybody thinks they're going to go out and smash somebody with bare knuckles because it's those, right? But, like, I am more conservative with my punches than I am even with gloves on, you know? And with gloves on, you kind of caution and you do break your hands a little bit. But I think if you're smart about it, you can take less injuries. You can take less injuries to the hand, right? I mean, it's still, I'm still punching somebody in the skull bare-fisted, so... You know, and I think that shows the importance to body work in the sport, too. I think body work is going to be key for the sport in the long run.
Have you called out Hick Diaz or Johnny Bedford? Are those guys too small for you?
Bedford's too small for me. I'm not, man, I hate the calling out the shing. I just like fighting people. And but I told Jason's man to fight him. I mean, I'm to do that.
Jason Knight.
You know, the Hick Diaz. Yeah, Jason Knight, Hick Diaz. You know, Jason's a tough dude. I think we put on a good fight. But at this point, like, you know, he's 1-1. I wanted to fight Artem when he was first into it. I think guys like Gomi and Eves are more dangerous than these guys who are in this sport. So I'm not afraid to fight anybody, you know. It's just a matter of again, I'm old and not marketable, apparently. So they don't want me to fight their young studs and beat them.
I don't know. You're pretty marketable to me, man. Like, it's crazy with bare knuckle, though, because it seems like it becomes almost like a hockey fight. They grab the back of the neck just start, like...
Yeah, how do you work these techniques? I'm interested because you had so much success, like in bare knuckle. Like, how do you train for this exactly? Because I figure, you know, the techniques are different with gloves. You can't hang on to the guy. You know what I mean? As well, like, how do you drill? Like, how do you train? Because I have no idea. I haven't seen anybody train for it.
I don't, man. I think I've been lucky. I just box and then rely on what clinch game I have. Instead of throwing elbows, I just try to find different angles for my punches that aren't going to hurt my hand. You know, I mean, really, that's. I don't think there's any secret to it. And then try to do some different side on the. When I get inside to hit different angles, because being 50-50 with a guy can still be kind of rough on you if you're hitting. Yeah. If you're hitting elbow, so I'm trying to figure out ways to go.
So you just do 16s. You just wear 16s and then do like clinch boxing like that. Is that what you're saying?
I do clinch. I mean, MMA, I like to clinch, right? And boxing, you can't clinch. So when I get, instead of staying 50-50 with a guy, like you'll see boxers do, and go glove to glove and look for stuff, I'll try to hit angles and find space in where my fist.
Yeah, they let you clinch up in the bare knuckle boxing. Am I wrong? I thought I saw that.
But I'm just saying with boxing gloves on, you can't really do that, right?
So I know.
I'm
just
trying to find little spaces and rely on like that my clinch is going to be the same, and then I'll work with my coach on like little stuff about where to fit shit in. And you know, poofy gloves are about the size of a fist, those combat sports gloves.
Yeah.
And you can still figure some stuff out. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's a new sport. And so I'm relying on a lot of stuff that I learned from MMA and boxing to try to correlate between this to that sport.
I feel like you take a better punch bare knuckle than you do with your gloves on. Because I've seen you get rocked with gloves on, but not with bare knuckle.
Yeah, well, thankfully Melvin didn't connect solid, because that dude hits. I mean, I've been hit by him in the gym with that fucker hits, you know. I'm just lucky that I'm kind of learning how to move my head a little bit more and roll with some stuff, because, you know, sitting there taking shots bare knuckle, bad for your face, you know, bad for your head.
Fuck, man. So, and then where are you right now? What do you do during the day? What kind of job do you have?
Do home remodels. So I'm actually on my lunch break right now, but we're making a skylight into not a skylight, essentially. But nice. We do, you know, like any kind of home remodels or whatever.
I love it. You're a man's man. So,
man.
Where can people follow you?
Twitter, IkeBF. And then Instagram, same thing. I think I follow both those guys already, and they follow me too. But
nice.
Well,
Isaac, you're the man. Keep up the good work. Anytime, brother. Anytime. And good luck in your next
fight.
Sorry about my shitty. It's all good, man. Don't feel bad and relapse. It's okay. It's all good, man.
Yeah. Hey, you guys should totally. Plug at bare knuckle for me and try to get me a fight. Cause fuck, man, I want to punch somebody in the face. This is ridiculous.
No, dude. I'll do that, man. I got a call with Feldman here pretty soon. I'll talk to him about it. I want to be at your fight.
I think Feldman hates me. What's that?
I would like to be at your next fight, man. It would be great. It would be really, really great to see you live.
It'd be good to see you too, man. I heard they might be talking to you a little bit too.
Party.
Absolutely. All right, take care, brother.
Yeah.
See you, man.
Isaac Valleyfoot. Good dude, huh?
Yeah, cool.
Nice.
That guy's great, yeah. I'm a big fan. I'm a bigger fan than I was before.
Damn.
I've followed him forever. He's a good guy.
He's a real fucking, like, a blue collar, like, just...
Yeah, I know. Fucking no tooth is just, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just a man's man.
Just a man's man wearing flannel. And he smells like sawdust.
Like, if I had a son, I wanted him to be like that guy. Well, minus the whole... You know,
the tooth thing and
social security cards and rifle and stuff. Pistol. But just a you know, that guy. He's just a good dude.
It's a good man.
Good dude. So let's talk about some fights coming up. Because there's a fighting podcast.
Yeah! I thought this was a fucking drug recovery podcast.
All right, okay. So Joanna Jędrzejczyk, last week we talked about
Jędrzejczyk.
She said that. Jędrzejczyk, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
I think she talked about, you know, she was like 12-0 and she lost like 2 out of 3. She said she had a bad relationship. Her fiance cheated on her. Her manager stole her money, and that affected her fighting a lot. Hmm. And I was thinking, did that ever? You guys ever get bad relationships that fucked up your?
That's all I had was bad relationships.
But did it mess up your fights? You think?
Oh, dude, yeah. Inviting my ex girlfriend out to before I fought Lineker, like she got there the day before the fight, and I was just
what happened?
Just a mental mind fuck. It wasn't. I mean, I flew her out.
You guys got into a fight the night before?
Just shitty vibes, fights, whatever, just awkward, you know, just, we were broken. It just always crazy something with some crazy ex-girlfriend.
So you broke it up, you fought your ex-girlfriend to watch you fight the night before?
Yeah.
That because you wanted to sleep with her? You wanted to see her? You wanted to win her over?
It's just you're like used to her. And
I'm just in a fucking gross idiot where I think like, oh, this is a good idea, yeah.
Because you won fights with her in your corner. And you thought maybe she's there, you'll win this fight?
No, I didn't. She had nothing to do with me winning.
So why would you fly your ex-girlfriend
because
to Japan?
Because at that time I was six. It was in Japan.
Where was it?
No, this was in Vegas.
Oh, Vegas.
And then even, you know, when I was in Japan, another unhealthy relationship. When I was with the WWE diva.
Wow.
That was a fucking unhealthy bullshit.
What happened there?
It's just all that Oxycontin type stuff.
Well, didn't she also bang a lot of the WWE guys, and then they were, like, giving you a hard time?
Oh, yeah, she cheated on me with Alberto Del Rio.
Really? The one that Tito just fought?
Yes. And, you know, whatever. He fucking, that kicked her out. I think it's the first time I've said this on air.
Party.
Isn't that guy married?
Yeah.
Nah! Outing this motherfucker.
This was the thing. She would tell me how big of a piece of shit he is, how much fun he is, but how big of a piece of shit he is with hookers and drugs and all this shit. And then that's who you, and publicly, where I had some famous fighters who, you know, we know everybody, so whatever, they're just friends, reach out and go, hey.
Your girl's cheating with you, Alberto Del Rio?
Yeah, why did I find out?
Did he have the mask on while he was banging her?
Probably, I hope so.
Wow.
I hope so. That's crazy. I mean, I would always wear the scream mask. But I'm getting calls from people who work for Combates. Not anymore, but they used to work for Combates. And hey, why am I not allowed to call my CEO's hotel because your wife's up there, or as my fiance at the time, and I was like, I don't know.
You found out she was cheating. Did you break up with her?
I had already asked her to leave a few times, and she wouldn't leave.
So. But tell the truth, you were cheating on her too.
Hmm.
No.
Wow.
And then have you had bad relationships that affect your fights?
No, never.
Really?
What do you think, bro? Of course. Listen, man.
He's the epitome of health and wellness.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've always met when I've. The times you've had girlfriends.
I know. The times I've had girlfriends, yeah, you're right.
I felt like you were pretty stable with them.
You're right, yeah.
I mean, aside from the threesomes and stuff that you had them do with you, but I felt like you. I don't know, like Miss Jack. Well, I don't want to talk about her name, but she seemed like you guys seemed pretty tight.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Kathy.
No, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Except for the time you beat up her boyfriend in Hawaii or something. Or
yeah, so. Look, bro, I'm not. Look, if you're looking to me as the gold standard of like good relationships, you're wrong, bro. You're completely wrong. I made a ton of mistakes. You know what I mean? I just like got lost in the sauce for a long time and was just doing crazy shit. And then like dating crazy. I mean,
but didn't you like what happened? Now there's a famous story of you fighting like the girl in Hawaii's boyfriend, and you came in and like he held his own.
Like, oh, yeah. No, bro, I didn't even know the dude was there. He jumped on top of me out of nowhere. I know. It was crazy. Yeah. That was like a crazy one, bro.
But that was a win for like the average man. That like, oh, but he took on Mayhem. Yeah.
Well, no, but I didn't even try to fight this dude. I was just shocked that there was a dude in the damn house. It was a, yeah, it was a crazy one. I was like, what the fuck? I was surprised.
So you came in and you're like, honey, I'm home. And then some guy jumps out of the fucking bushes. Like,
bro, this imagination.
You're like, oh, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I live here.
Yeah. I know. Like, you live here too? We're like, two Spider-Mans pointing at each other?
Yeah. I know. Legendary, dude. Wait, so what
legendary.
Happened?
Legendary. Bro, you nailed it.
I heard that you were like, you came to see her. This guy hops out of like, from like the couch.
Yeah.
And then he was like a college wrestler or something.
Yeah, and we like broke through the like, thing. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was confused. And you was confused.
But you guys were rest, but he was holding his own a little bit.
Yeah. And
now,
that was
now,
it.
Were you waiting to put him in like a triangle from the
No, I just was like, what the fuck? Like, I got to get out of here. Like,
oh,
what?
So you just left?
Yeah, I just left. I was like,
was he like a win for Hawaii? Was
Did he score a takedown? Did he get
two points? Yeah.
Did he win?
You lost?
Well, because I wasn't fighting. I didn't know I was
still
in a fight.
Hey, still a loss.
Yeah, it's still a loss. Yeah. It was like a weird. Yeah, that was a weird one, bro. Like, that was, you know, just like the nightmare of drinking and drugs and this kind of thing. I mean, I recommend anybody who's thinking about doing that, don't.
No, I'm telling you, when you're not expecting a fight, it's like, because I was in my elevator one time with my ex, who was like one of those girls that like to see drama with her ex-boyfriend.
Of course.
She's one of these girls that like, she's like, my ex-boyfriend punched me and the guy before him punched me. And I was like, what an asshole, fuck him. But then she would like get in your face and be like, oh, what are you gonna do, punch me? And I could see how a weaker man or some fucking idiot would like take the bait. But so I never did. But she was one of those girls that just liked drama. So we walked my dog, who's already a fucking, we do Runyon, and he's, I'm trying to get him away from other dogs. He's attacking every dog. So we get back and I'm already at like whatever. And there's some guys letting his dog shit this fucking all over the front of the building. And I'm like, you're going to clean that up, aren't you? Which I should have said nothing. Should have left my fucking... So then I get in the elevator and his dog off a leash runs in and attacks my dog. So I'm breaking up this dog fight and then fucking his dog's like mauling my dog, which was used as bait for pit bull. So I'm already like, what the fuck? And then this huge black dude runs in. I'm like, why is your dog off the fucking leash? He's like, it's not my dog. I'm just watching it. I'm like, well, why aren't you watching it? And then I pushed him, which I should have done. It's like, fucking... And then the guy cracks me. So I'm like, oh shit. So then I start swinging and I'm missing every punch. Like I'm fucking, I'm fighting Mayweather in the fucking elevator. So then I'm like, all right.
Wait, you're in an elevator and can't connect with
punch? Well, it was like.
Would you do better inside a phone booth?
I'm like right outside the elevator. Like it's outside the elevator. He's outside. So then like, and then, so then I'm like, all right. So then he cracks me again. My tooth fucking, a fake tooth comes out. So I put him in a headlock.
Bummer.
Put him in a headlock, right? A standing headlock, and I'm trying to like just bulldog choke him. And he's like, get off me, or I'm gonna have you killed. I'm like, you can't
have me killed.
Yeah, like you're gonna say it during the fight, make these fucking threats, right? And then, and then like it gets broken up, and then I just shot a double leg, finally.
Nice.
And then he like bottomed out, and I cracked him, and then my dog bit up his leg.
Nice.
His dog ran out of the elevator, and then my ex was kicking him. So it was like the three of us.
I remember you called me like right after that incident.
I was so
like
funny.
Out of breath. Like literally out of breath. Oh, hey, Mayhem, I just got in a fight, and the guy punched me in the face, and I shot a double leg.
And then my ex was like, he fucked you up. I'm like, thanks. That's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
But she didn't give me a blowjob that night. Anyway.
God bless you.
The point was, I wasn't expecting it. All right, so what are we talking about?
My favorite thing about this podcast is right when we're about to talk about MMA fights, we go on a 30-minute like detour talking about our fucked up.
Ends in blowjobs.
Yeah, ends in blowjobs, and then...
It's a good ending.
So, all right, let's talk about some random feuds. Last week, so Mike Perry, you know Mike Perry?
Yeah.
He got into a Twitter war with Michael Jai White.
Oh, what was that about? I heard about it, but I didn't.
So Michael Jai White said that when he was training Kimbo on a movie... that Kimbo was getting frustrated because Michael Jai White was like showing him like moves.
Awesome.
And Kimbo couldn't get it.
Well,
and
I mean, Kimbo's not a fucking Kimbo martial sucked. Arts like that.
You think he sucked?
Nah, Kimbo was
wasn't that good.
He wasn't like a traditional martial artist.
No, exactly. Jai White's a fucking legit martial artist.
So Mike Perry like took
I don't know if he can fight.
So Mike Perry took, well, he's supposedly like a big kickboxing champion or won some tournament.
No.
Michael Jai White just said.
No. People say kickboxing champion.
But that means, and like, they mean like forms. Like,
yeah, or they say fucking Stephen Thompson is like 50-0 in kickboxing. I'm like, who did you fight?
No, I was there. Listen, back in the day, yeah. I used to live like at his house or like at his dad's house. And yeah, there was like a bunch, you know. You gotta think
and
about
nothing
it.
Against him, but you know, I'm just saying, you know, real fucking kickbox. Go to glory.
You ever been to Ralph's? You ever been to Ralph's? Okay. And then next door is the United Arts of Studios and Self-Defense. Yeah. Well, their champion would fight Stephen Thompson. You know what I'm saying?
But he was 117-0. But you can tell Stephen Thompson is a world-class kickboxer.
He's amazing, but I'm just saying the record is bullshit. Because you can't say kickboxing if you're not doing Muay Thai or fighting guys like fucking...
Above-the-waist kickboxing.
Yeah, like we're talking... You've seen Glory.
It's like
have you seen Glory in person?
It's like point karate.
I mean, not really. No.
Two dudes bludgeon each other. Just take turns fucking each other up at the highest levels.
Yeah.
And then you see guys like Raymond Daniels, and he would run in, who is amazing. He's obviously has, both of them have incredible actual kickboxing mixed in with everything else, Muay Thai, but someone who's so perfect with their Muay Thai will take those guys apart.
Take a Raymond Daniels apart?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Raymond Daniels was like next level. I don't know much about
kickboxing. Yeah, he's up there, but I'm saying those guys, that karate shit, when it comes down to technique.
So I got like Joe Schilling? Joe Schilling?
The sport totally changes when you like take away leg kicks.
Yes.
I mean, they try to make it so it's more exciting where like you go above the waist only. And so like, I don't know, they were trying to make so that these traditional martial arts guys can do spin kicks and whatnot. But the reality is, if you can kick the dude's legs, it's a completely different sport. It like changes the whole thing, you know.
And they can't spin around if you're fucking chopping their legs up. And that's what like a lot of the Dutch guys will do when you and again, you know, fucking Raymond's won all kinds of titles. But I'm saying most of the time, 99.9% of the time, you get a really good kickboxer and Muay Thai fighter will just chip away at those guys.
How good was Remy Bojanski? That guy was my favorite growing up.
Awesome. Michael Jai White.
So he actually responded to Mike Perry. He said, maybe if Mike Perry learned my prison movie technique, he wouldn't be ranked number 20. I got no time for playground callouts, brother. But holla when you come through, and maybe I'll have time to give you a personal demo. Just DM me, bro.
Time out. Michael Jai White just called out.
Like, hey, this isn't a movie, son.
Who do you think would win, Mike Perry or Michael Jai White?
Mike Perry will fuck him up, that crazy ass. That guy's nuts. I love it.
Who do you think would win, Fedor or Steven Seagal?
Well, now we're talking about like celebrity fights. We talked about it last week.
Exactly. He's
remember
a fucking celebrity martial artist.
Remember when Rogan wanted to fight Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
Who would have won that fight? Rogan, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, bro. I don't know. There's only one way to find out. There's only one way to find out in the octagon.
Yeah.
Are
you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
All I know is Wesley Snipes wouldn't even shake my hand. He was just like this. He was standing like with his kung fu hands.
When was that?
I don't know. We were at a nightclub one night, and he just kept like putting his hands together like Ching Chong style, and kept like ducking at me like this. And I
Did
was
he
like,
want
to
fight you?
Doing? No, I don't
he
know.
He was on a lot of ecstasy.
Were there a lot of Asian girls around? He was like,
yeah, it was some night.
Were you guys competing over Asian women?
I don't know. I guess. Apparently, he was winning because he was doing the Hong Kong hands. Fucking pray for Hong Kong. I don't know what the hell that was.
Now, who would have won, you think? So people think Rogan would have fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, look, but back then, Rogan didn't know. I mean, you know what? I'm definitely giving a nod to Rogan, for sure. He would have whipped Wesley Snipes' ass.
Yeah.
You know, now that I think about it. Because Rogan had a good base with his taekwondo.
And he was already a black
guy. But, I mean, you know, I mean... Yeah. Wesley Snipes.
Because then Mario Lopez won.
His blade.
Mario Lopez, who was a wrestler in high
Rogan
school.
Versus Mario Lopez.
Lopez could box.
I'm giving. You know what? Ooh.
I heard he's a boxer because of the
10th Planet skills, I'm giving a slight edge to Rogan again.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think he's going to have to take it to the later rounds because, you know, Mario Lopez, you know, he's got extra.
All those pretty muscles.
He was a state champ wrestler, too.
Yeah.
Now,
but what has he been doing except talking to celebrities? Why Joe Rogan swinging kettlebells, drinking CBD oil.
Smoking DMT and eating elk. Just fucking shit up.
Now, he says that his gut is from carbs. He has like a carb gut.
Who?
Rogan. Anyway.
Carb gut? What?
I don't know.
How did we get to a carb gut?
Anyway, so let's talk about...
Because this motherfucker's been looking at Twitter all the time.
You've been jerking off with Joe Rogan again.
No, I'm not jerking off. Not again. All right, so let's talk about another fight. Dana White, when he wanted to box Tito. Remember that?
Do I remember? Yeah, of course.
Who would have won that boxing match?
I don't know. It looked like Dana White was training like Rocky, bro. I feel like maybe Dana would have won that fight. I don't know. Because Tito at the time was just like partying, like not giving a fuck. And, but to be fair, you know, it wouldn't have been fair because while Dana White was training his ass off, fucking, you know what I mean, lifting weights, running upstairs, hitting pads, fucking 8 hours a day, Tito was just chilling. Like,
have you seen Dana boxing? Have you seen Dana box?
Nah, I don't, you know. I mean, I don't think Dana is a great boxer or anything, but I'm just saying, compared to Tito, who's just sitting on the couch doing nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, it was sneaky. It's like, if I'm training for 6 weeks and then I give you, I give you 15 minutes notice that we're going to have a boxing fight, of course they're going to win.
But,
at least.
But wasn't Tito the champion back then? Or like, wasn't he like one of the best fighters back then?
I mean, look, more than likely, Tito would have beat his ass. But if there was ever a time to win, you know what I'm saying? Is there ever a time to win, it would have been that day. Yeah.
Did you guys see the ESPN 30 for 30?
Nah.
On Chuck
Which
and Tito?
One? Chuck
oh, yeah. I saw the interview with them, like, sitting next to each other.
That whole episode had UFC's hand up its ass, so just mouthing everything.
I know.
When you look back on that, it was a really cool time to be a part of all that. I was ringside for all three of those fights. You know, like
now you were part of like Chuck's entourage.
Yeah.
Now I heard that there was like tons of women and cocaine.
At 19 years old, I'm in Vegas, no ID, and like if I didn't get into a nightclub, Chuck would be like, "All right, you two, here. There's a bottle of Cristal in the room," and they come in a couple hours later, and I'm fucking squirting, you know, champagne all over Chuck's titties. I'm like, yeah, I got it. What's up, guys? Come in.
You're 19 years old.
From
were you banging the strippers back then? And like,
oh yeah,
and like now Chuck was
playmates, porn stars, all kinds of shit. It was wild back
now,
then.
Now, and Chuck was just tossing them to you, or like
yeah, or you know, he like if I didn't pull something, I like one of us would just walk in the room, just jerking off. And the chicks always go.
You can't come to my party.
The chicks always go. This is a long time ago. I used to be a sex addict.
Wait,
so
you'd walk in the rooms jerking off.
That's a game that everyone always plays. And you're
outside the door chubbing it up. I don't even.
Yeah, no, you just walk in naked, and just start beating off, and they're always like, oh, your friends are like, yeah, like, are you into that? Yeah, sure, whatever, suck his dick.
Okay,
and then it just happens.
All right, like the so whole okay, the one girl or two
the
girls.
The interview that Chuck had,
yeah,
where he was in an orgy,
yeah,
in the book. He writes about it in his book. My mom goes, "Hey, how many of these stories were you in?" And I was like, "Oh, what do you mean?" She's like, "Like the orgy on the phone while he was doing an interview." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I was there."
Wow. Okay. So Chuck has two girls in the room.
Or three, or whatever.
You walk in the room jerking off. Is this where you got the Uncle Creepy nickname?
No, this was encouraged by our groups of friends. Give me like 5 minutes.
You'd walk in jerking off, and then people would be like, who's that weird guy? And then they're like, and Chuck would be like, go take care of him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That ever happened to you?
No, I mean.
That's the guy that brought me up
off in
through
the,
from
in
19
a,
on to now. To, you know, he's one of my best friends. So that's, you realize why I had the weird mindset
I have. I've never walked in jerking off to their room before. Like,
it's just, you know, everyone likes a good orgy or gangbang, whatever.
Wow.
It's very unhealthy
from that. So
what, you would rampage back in your pride days? Never.
No, I never was jerking off outside the room, you know, chubbing it up, getting it ready to go,
just starting a fire.
Yeah. I never really got, I don't know, call me a prude.
We had a lot.
I just don't want to jerk off in front of my friends. You know what I mean? Like, no need. You know what I'm saying?
You're not just jerking off. You're getting, you know, you want to go fuck.
No, I get it. Yeah. I get it. I mean, do you guys like put a cardboard barrier between the girl? No.
Our nuts have clanged like church bells, I'm sure.
Really? You and Chocolate L's nuts have clanged?
Obviously they have, because, you know, I don't know.
Like, did he ever teabag you by accident?
Probably.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. So
I've been really close to his balls.
All right. Let's talk about Cerrone versus Connor this week.
It's about damn time. I thought we were never. I'm too tired to even make a prediction.
Yeah. I need to talk about
this.
Wait.
Let me go jerk off in the hallway real quick.
It's called the hallway huck.
It's called the hallway
huck.
There's a name for this?
Yeah. Hallway huck. And you know, you just you you Oh, man, there was
what do you do? Like, look at your phone? Oh, wait, this is back in the day. You didn't even have phone porn.
Oh, no.
What are you doing? Like, carrying around fucking
Hustler? No. We just know the game. We're all so fucked up that if we didn't set up an orgy in the first place,
yeah,
then one the other ones, or if let's say if Chuck and I had a couple girls in the room, then someone else would walk in.
Who else? It's you, Chuck. Antonio McKee?
No, Benuelos.
Antonio Benuelos.
It was usually us three.
And then Bruce Buffer, was he with you guys?
I've never seen Bruce get weird, like that weird.
Okay.
But he always has like a limo full of checks.
Yeah,
it's fucking
yeah.
hilarious. You know how Bruce is.
So, all right. Cerrone versus Connor. Now, I want Cerrone to win this fight. I'm really hoping it. I do wonder if they handpicked Connor because he's lost 6 of his last 10. Granted, he lost to all monsters, you know?
Wait. Cerrone lost 6 of 10?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But he still has lost 6 out of his last 10. And I wonder if his chin, because he seems to be getting tagged and going down early. Like, I mean, from experience, like, when you get hit once and get knocked down, is your chin kind of...
It does. But I didn't want to test that theory, so I just stopped fighting after Horiguchi knocked me out. And I just, you know, there was multiple things that made me quit. But, you know, that's one of them. I was like, I'm not getting this button pushed again. I already died of a drug overdose. I hit my head snowboarding really bad. I was in the hospital for a couple of days. Constant, you know, since getting punched since I was 4. Yeah. I did martial arts my whole life. And I...
Who do you think wins this fight?
Man. I think Connor's going to snatch it. He'll catch lightning in a bottle like he usually does, or, you know, like he's been known to do. Because, again, I like Cowboy a lot. Cowboy's, you know, I love that guy. Everyone who knows him thinks he's fucking incredible. But, yeah, we'll see if that wears. Because Connor has that insane power, that insane reach. If Connor obviously doesn't win early, he's going to lose. He's going to get picked apart.
I mean, yeah, you nailed it. I mean, that was exactly what I'm saying. Does everybody here think that Connor's going to win?
Yeah.
Does the whole internet think Connor's going to win?
I think everyone thinks that.
He's like minus 3 something
favorite.
What?
He's like a minus 360 favorite.
Right? No way.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know what? I'm leaning towards Cerrone then.
Well,
I feel like the underdog can make it happen. But I just think that the jabs and the... I think it'll turn into like kind of a kickboxing thing where he like does some push kicks early and like...
And then comes up top.
Yeah, he tries. He does that sneaky kick he does. Yeah. Cerrone can keep the distance early on because everybody's forgetting that like this is the first time that Connor has stepped up to this weight.
No, he's fought at 170 before.
Diaz, my bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, in that fight, look what happened. The Diaz, the weight came into play. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he knocked him out three times, though.
It's true. No, it's like I said, it's not a lock. That's for sure. But, you know, I think also, too, I got that same thing that Cerrone, like, yay, go Cerrone. And plus, everybody's counting him out, kind of.
I know.
So I have that underdog kind of thing in my head.
You ever train with him?
I never trained, no.
You ever trained with Cerrone?
Nope. But think about this. So Connor shines in high-stress situations. Donald doesn't. You know, but he'll shine when it's not when it doesn't have title implications on the line.
Yeah.
But now it does have title implications on the line. That's what worries me is more of the mental aspect of it. You know,
Green Dog.
I think Cerrone definitely has more tools than McGregor. But I think McGregor, you know, I think he actually wants to win this time because he knows if he loses, you're pretty much fucked.
You have an InfoWars hat on right now, by the way.
Yeah. Nice.
Alex Jones, InfoWars, Trump 2020.
Yes.
Now, by the way, how's your anal blasting career going?
It's pretty good. I'm glad we're stopping the Conor McGregor talk to talk about anal blasting.
Out of Conor McGregor or Cerrone, who do you think would be more likely to jerk off in the hallway?
If I was having sex with a girl, and one of them, there was two hallways. Who would come in first? And there's two hallways.
I was entering McGregor, my main McGregor, suite.
Hey, it's open in the morning. I'm out here pounding my pud.
Yeah, absolutely.
It seems McGregor. Like something like that McGregor would do. Cause,
yeah,
you know,
Cowboy would walk into from Kid Rock. I'm a cowboy.
Just he's way more.
Wow. And then, like,
run.
He's way more sensitive. Like, Cowboy, the first thing he ever said to me was, roast me and I'll fuck you up. That was the first. Nice. And then we became friends. And he came to my show and he was nice. But I was like, all right, you got it, buddy. No problem.
You win. Don't
so, everything me. Good with you? But we didn't talk about your sex life at
Dude,
all.
I'm very relieved right now because I just got over, me and the girl got over a pregnancy scare.
Oh, man.
Well,
dude.
What happened?
Hey, kids are permanent. Be careful.
Not my kid. He ain't going to be, he ain't going to last that 9 months, dude. You ain't going to last.
No smush Martian.
What are you gonna beat
so,
him up?
No, he's got a coat hanger. You know what I mean? No.
So my girlfriend, her period, she didn't get her period for like two weeks after she was supposed to get it. So we're like freaking out. I'm like, you know, it's no big deal. I know.
Don't you
care.
Only bang her in the butt?
No. By you know, I don't just wear mainly. Condoms. You know.
Yeah.
Condoms are stupid. I never came in her, you know, I never came inside of her. So I know, you know, she's not pregnant, whatever. But then the more days go
who
by.
Who was coming in her? That's the question.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Right.
The more days go by, the more nervous you get because, you know, she's still not getting her period. So I'm like, all right, I got to figure out something to do. So I go on the internet, you know, and I type in, you know, how do you induce a period? And there's all these like, you know, vegan like lists.
Period
like,
is not the word you're looking for, bud.
There's like, you know, like you can eat a pineapple, you can, you know, eat cinnamon or whatever, your period will start. But in the very bottom of the list, it says sex can induce a period.
Right.
You know,
having an orgasm.
I think my girlfriend's pregnant. Let me have sex with her and make sure she's not.
Dude. And that's exactly what I did. So yes, I'm like, come over, let's do a nice finger blasting session. Let's, you know. Let's hope that this works. This is like our last resort, and then we got to go to like the gynecologist or whatever the hell it's called.
Gynecologist.
Yeah.
Does he sponsor this show?
The gynecologist.
Yeah.
Gino, get in here.
Aren't you in college?
I am in college. I'm about to graduate.
Go on. So what else?
So she comes over. We have a wonderful night of, you know, of blasting this, blasting that. I mean, I'm blasting. She's blasting. And then.
But are you blasting inside?
No.
What do you mean she's?
Because you already think she's pregnant. So why not?
Wait, she's figure bagging you too.
I mean, no.
How
I
many?
Mean, not because we like that night.
Not that night.
It was like we had a job to do. I had a job to do. You know, I gotta make her.
You gotta shake that baby loose.
I gotta get that baby out of there, and I gotta make her bleed out of her vagina. So
right. So what happened?
So I made her. You know, I blasted her, and she had an orgasm. And then the next morning, she tells me, "Dude, I started my period."
Oh wow!
I'm like, "Oh, freaking God, dude."
Yeah, you're a god, man.
No baby over here.
Not that good dick.
Yeah.
Baby, your dick's strong. You're baby killing dick strong.
Man, it's very strong. Did you hear crazy stories here or in jail?
Here.
All right. So, all right. Now, Connor said after he beats Cerrone, he wants Usman and Colby next. Colby
That's a tall
Covington
order.
Or Usman.
I feel like fine. Let him fight Colby Covington. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Work his way back up, make a name. You know what I'm saying? If it goes down like
make
that.
Make Colby look like even more of a dick. It'll make Connor look good because everyone hates Colby.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people, the loud people, are they hate Colby. But the people who are quietly running this country right now, the real Illuminati, they love Colby.
I understand what he's saying because I was at the fight.
Yeah.
And when they announced Usman, everyone was like, ah. And then Colby started winning and you started hearing Colby.
Yeah.
Colby.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I left. I watched that whole thing. Jeff Nowitzki invited me out and I had a meeting with him after. So I'm like, oh, shit, I got to go. This last fight's gonna suck. It's the first time I took my girlfriend out to see fights. Again, we're scientists.
Yeah.
She's a scientist.
Were you
on acid
during
along.
The fight?
I was, and so I'm like, fuck, I gotta talk to Jeff, and I'm talking to him at the fights. I'm like, all right, well, we'll meet you at the beer garden to talk about some stuff. And I left before that fight. I'm like, I have to go collect my thoughts
really?
Before I talk to Jeff.
That was a great fight.
I was busy.
You know what?
I had shit
you
to
just,
do.
You had me going with these psychedelic substances, but now you just changed my whole mind. You were too high to stay
Dude,
for
no,
the best
I would, no, no, no. That
I
is had, not the key.
You
I
had enough psychedelics.
I was not too high.
Seriously.
I had business
bro,
to attend.
It's not addictive.
It's different. Creepy's different. He's a different breed.
I had a meeting with my friend that night,
short.
So I had to leave to go plan my meeting. You know, I had to go talk with Jeff about some stuff, and I just said, okay, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go smoke a joint. I'm going to relax, drink some coffee. Then I'm going to go talk to Jeff because at that point, it's fucking 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, everyone's a little.
Yeah,
little
both you guys are addicts, but he hasn't hit a rock bottom yet.
No, okay, I was there before. So it's just happened a long time ago.
Oh, you did.
Call me
an
addict.
Yeah, would the DEA fucking arrest you when you're in the UFC and puts you in jail?
Really?
Yeah, I had already stopped selling drugs at that point, and they came over and I was like, what are you guys doing here? Hey, what's up, man? The same guy that's already raided my house once before or twice.
But didn't you grow up in like Dana Point?
San Clemente, Laguna area.
Don't you have money?
Yeah, but all those rich kids had to buy drugs somewhere.
So you were trying to get richer?
Yeah. I'm a businessman. I'm sorry. I was a young, stupid kid. I was wild, and then I mean,
you're such a nice guy. Like you're like when I meet you, like, I hang out with you. You're a nice person. You treat everyone with respect.
I do, and I try and go above and beyond. I have to. It's part of my life. It's part of my job. Now, you know, I'm doing all these things. Like, dude, I would go so deep in yoga, Kundalini. I go see Krishna Das and Simrit Kaur. And now you guys have no idea who these people are, but they're like, so there's chanting that goes along with Kundalini and with the Sikh religion, the Hindu stuff. And they Westerners take this and they make music out of it. And it's the most beautiful shit ever. Mm-hmm. It's and, you know, because, again, I'm with an intellectual. She has me reading philosophy. I'm really trying to change my whole thing. I joke around, you know, about some weird shit. But, you know, this is a person that I've brought into my life or I met randomly and has totally helped me change my life. I mean, we're so deep into psilocybin. We're working on a political level. We're talking to big business about this. We're talking to.
How long have you been dating Miss Timothy Leary?
I'm talking to John Hopkins about some stuff. You know, like the biggest studies in psilocybin, and it's only been since October.
Did he die?
No, Johns Hopkins, the university.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, they want me to be a part of their CTE study. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I work with a company called Unlimited Sciences. They put on the biggest psilocybin studies in the world, and. Like, I don't fuck around. You know how I do things.
No, I know.
Didn't
you have a dispensary at one point?
No, I was helping build one, but I the fighting called my name again, and that worked out well. But now I'm taking a serious stance, because I did kind of miss cannabis. I own a part of a CBD company that will, you know, eventually sell, and I'll make a bunch of money, but whatever. With this business model, because, again, it's cyclical. It's something else, and we have to just be ready for it, because it's happening.
No, I've heard about that.
Decriminalization is
happening. Legal in Colorado and everything else. All right, fights.
Yeah.
So, just speaking of substances, John Jones, one fighter of the decade.
What?
They had a bunch of polls.
Oh, decade.
Now, do you think that he should have got fired? I mean, the guy got tested positive for...
Are we just talking about fighting? Come on. Yeah.
But don't you think the asterisk... I mean, don't you think that should be like Barry Bonds when he took... hit him at home... Yeah, really.
Okay.
I mean, there are guys that never tested positive for stuff. It's you true. Never tested positive.
It's true, yeah.
Daniel Cormier never tested positive. Yeah. I mean, GSP, but when you fought GSP, the people, there was rumors that he was on stuff. Do you think he was on anything?
All I know is that them commission said, hey, don't worry, we don't got a test today. And I was like, oh, shit, maybe I should have done something.
Look at that guy.
Wait, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so.
There's no test for that. So, you know, and I mean, look, I'm
was
not,
his urine on fire?
Look, when you, yeah, when you test, like, you know, the drug testing is like a strange thing. I know that everybody's pissed about USADA right now, right? Like,
well, Jessica Penny got fucked.
That's what I was talking about. Jessica sucks. Penny, yeah. I feel like she got screwed over.
She's driving for Lyft now. Which, by the way, it's not a good job for her because she's the most unfriendly person.
Oh, yeah.
And, I love Jessica Penne, but
she's
like,
not nice.
Looking at you through the rearview mirror,
most people,
fuck
you. You don't want your Lyft, you don't want to have resting bitch face as a Lyft driver. Like, I would give her, I went on a date with her. It was the most uncomfortable date I've ever had in my life. I'd be like, hey, what do you think of this? She's like, brr. But she's still really pretty. And I like her as a friend.
She's
the kind of person I want to keep as a friend. Well, I'm married anyway, but she's tough.
Why are you mentally cheating already? What the fuck?
I know. Afterthought. Well, I'm married.
I met her at your party, yeah. By the way. Yeah, she was so like, after my dog bit you in the face, she was like, good, he deserved it. Like, that's the kind of girl awesome. Jessica Penne is. She's
bless her heart.
But she shouldn't be a UFC fighter driving for Lyft. That's insane. Insane.
Well, I mean, what? They popped her for over-the-counter something that was
for
tainted.
Like,
and
hormone stuff or something.
I know. And it's weird, like, they, like, try to make an example out of her, but she didn't really do anything wrong.
Do anything, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, she's been not fighting for years now.
Yeah,
so,
it's bullshit.
Yeah, it's weird. It's very strange. Like, it doesn't make much sense to, like, put some kind of government bureaucracy, you know what I mean, in the middle of some commerce, you know? I don't know. But then again, the argument is, what, you can't self-regulate, right? Because then... The UFC will do whatever the hell they want, right?
So, they gotta do that anyway, though.
I know, but I mean,
but they're responsible about it.
Yeah, are they?
Now, all right. So, a couple other fights that want to be made. So, Dustin Poirier wants to fight Nate Diaz. Mm. That would be a good fight.
Be a really good fight to watch. Poirier's a dude. He's dangerous, and he's so good. It's crazy. So I mean, he doesn't get enough credit.
And but that's not signed. That's just
that's
like
not signed.
So,
it was signed.
But Poirier is calling him out.
Calling him out.
Nice.
And then Masvidal wants to fight Nick Diaz.
All right.
Again, rad fight.
Bad fight for who?
No, I said rad fight.
Rad fight. But, rad. But I mean, how? What do the Diaz brothers have left? I mean, I think
wanna,
a lot.
See.
But I want to see it.
Look, man, there's like two of the most marketable dudes
ever.
Yeah. So
now, when you were calling out Nick, did you know that?
I feel like. Well, I mean, at that time, he wasn't that popular. It was like kind of like, you know what I mean? We were both in Strikeforce. So, like, I was like, this is the two most, like, we both were, like, the most popular dudes over there. So I was like, let's make this fight. Let's do this. But, you know, it never happened.
Now, when they all jumped, when they all jumped you, did he land any punches on you?
No. I tackled Nate, and then like, I've been jumped before. So I know how not to get fucked up.
Not my first rodeo.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Mike Pierce's wife. Says she went to high school with you.
No.
And she went to a high school party where you fought your sister.
Well, I always fight my sister.
How many times did you fight your sister at parties?
All the time, man. Me and my sister will always get into it and wrestle and whatever.
That is the only time my sister, a man can hit a woman when it's your sister.
Yeah, my sister is bigger than you, bro. My sister would give you a run for your money. You think you could double leg her in elevator?
But why are you always? No. I feel like it's like every time you like people are like you fought her again though when after you were like famous on TV.
Well, you know the old habits die hard.
How many times? Yeah. How many fights did you get publicly with your sister?
Do you remember when we were five? Fuck you. That's that sort of shit. Yeah. It goes way
what's your
back.
Record versus your sister?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty, I got a pretty, like, I'll say like 3 and 5. Yeah.
You lost 5 times?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because you can't really, the rules against fighting a family member are much different than fighting in the street.
I've never fought my sister, dude.
Oh, well, then you're like, missing out on life,
she's not
really.
Like twice the size of me, but do you have a sister?
No. Like, thank God.
Yeah. No, I you know.
How about, what is she, like 180?
Like, 215 solid ripped.
Ripped?
Yeah, ripped. Like fucking beast woman. Yeah, she's like yeah.
Who wins her or Gabby Garcia?
Ooh, you know, I think my sister might be able to work the jab, stay on the outside, you know what I
really?
Mean?
Really?
Yeah, but if she gets taken down, I think it's over with. That's how I defeat my sister. Oh, you gotta put her in a headlock. You can't, you know what I mean? You gotta like ground you gotta ground her out. You can't stand up with her. You know
it's
what
like
I mean?
Dealing with a cat, a pissed off cat. You just gotta grab it and stick it to the ground.
Bro, you gotta
dominate.
What does she do for work? Like a truck driver?
I think she's a bounty hunter. I think she's an enforcer.
Really?
For the mob? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
she's a debt collector.
Yeah, she definitely.
Why am I picturing you with a wig?
Bro, it's me with a bow in my hair, basically. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a lot prettier.
Both have that little lesbian haircut?
Nah, she got like a real woman haircut. For sure.
There was a one championship fight of the weekend where the guy got knocked down and then threw a knee bar on the ref.
Nice.
Oh, yes, I saw
it. It was like a good knee bar,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, oh, I rolled right into it. The guy, ref shouldn't have fucking left that hanging out there like that.
Yeah, yeah. Ref's got to learn how to sprawl.
They should have paid that guy more.
What? Really? Did it hurt him or no?
I think
you
no.
You let him go?
Kind of like.
I didn't even see this clip. Damn.
The video's funny. You can't really see it too well.
Now, Ryan Hall has called out Frankie Edgar or Jose Aldo. At this point, I feel like it's almost a bad fight for either of those guys because Ryan Hall is so awkward to fight.
At 135,
you think Hall, you think Edgar or Aldo smash Hall?
I don't know. Like, so what are you talking about? Mummified Jose Aldo from the last fight?
Well, Ryan, have you seen Ryan Hall?
Uh huh.
So he's this jiu-jitsu guy.
So awkward.
One of like the best in the world.
Oh,
right?
He does that. He does that rolling knee bar thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all he does. Yeah. It's almost like it's a video game where you press the same button over and over again.
And it works so well.
But he beat Darren Elkins his last fight, and he's like
he's undefeated.
He submitted BJ.
He submitted BJ Penn quickly.
No one submits BJ.
And he's got like a one like backwards kick that lands all the time, and a knee bar. But he gets away. But he no one could figure this guy out.
Mm.
And my fear is that Frankie Edgar might lose to him.
Frankie Edgar will pull a. Remember how Paul Harris was that guy for a while?
Yeah.
And what's his name with the fucking Johnny Cash tattoo?
Belcher.
Yeah, Alan Belcher. Just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Did the defense? So you got to think Frankie Edgar's a game plan guy. Frankie Edgar's smart enough where he could. Stick him down on the ground and just smash him.
Well, I think Prime Frankie, or even after Prime Frankie, but
maybe not now.
But Prime sort of like Frankie's sort of like the last guy, the wonderful Korean zombie.
Yeah,
didn't look the best. And no disrespect to Frankie, but I would like to see him smash Ryan Hall. But well, I like Ryan.
I think
Hall,
it's a better matchup. Like that's a better matchup for Frankie than Zombie was. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I
that yeah, zombies on the peak right now. That's
yeah, exactly. That, yeah, so you know, Frankie might be able to pull something out, but again, it's not an easy fight. That's a tough fight.
And then have you seen the Iranian Hulk?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. This dude.
No, I haven't.
What about him?
Do we have? Can we bring him up? So he signed with Bare Knuckle Boxing.
Iranian Hulk?
Yeah, the Iranian. Wait till you see this guy.
Yeah.
By the way, how's your rap career? I wrote that down too. Remember at one point you were rapping?
Yeah.
Whatever happened with that?
You know, I haven't picked it up, but maybe I'll get in the studio here pretty soon and get back.
You rapped at Ellis Mania, right?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. yeah. That was a good
one. Okay, this is the Iranian Hulk.
What? Yeah. Yeah, I've seen this guy. I don't even know how I've seen this.
Is he wearing a gimp mask in that picture?
Looking motherfucker.
Yeah, so this guy signed with Bare Knuckle Boxing.
Can he fight?
No.
I mean, now, what do you think?
Bro, he can barely stand up on his own power.
He has to do the helicopter to spin around.
We should have him fight
Pujanowski. Yeah. Yeah.
Where's this picture?
Pujanowski can fight, though. Pujanowski can actually fight, but I mean, this dude, yeah, that, I mean, how much meat can you stack in one fucking ring? Yeah.
Yeah, so this guy signed with Bare Knuckle Boxing. Could we just go on like one of those little clips?
Look, I can only get so erect. Like, stop putting all these pictures up.
Hey, how big is he? What are his measurements?
34, 24,
he's actually
3 feet
tall.
Hey, Sajid Gharami.
I mean, but how would you beat this guy in bare knuckle boxing? Just jab him to death and stay away?
Put your head between his tits.
Yeah. And just rack his body. You know his body's weak as shit.
I mean, those fucking, look at those goddamn, I want some video of this guy punching. I mean, because it's one of those things where you got to dance around him, you know what I mean?
Make him
you
got to
like butterfly, you know, you got to be like a, you gotta be like a bumblebee.
That would be a fun fight to fight that guy like that, bare knuckle.
Really?
You just chip away at him, make him. Because he's probably so
slow.
I'd much
rather be able to kick that guy and run away. Because one fucking big hammer. I mean, it's one of those dudes where, you know, it's easy to avoid his punches.
But if it hits.
If one lands, you're going to be, waking up in the fucking hospital next week. Yeah. I mean, I no disrespect to that fucking mountain of fucking technology. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the fuck kind of
science.
Yeah, this dude is like, doing the caber toss and fucking picking up fucking balls. Picking
would you
up
fight
those
that guy in
bare knuckle
boxing?
Yeah, whatever.
390 pounds.
You would really fight him?
Yeah, because
6'2", 390. It looks like.
Jesus. But you haven't known for your. I mean, you're a great technique.
No, I'm not. Yeah, but I'm not. I'm not like a power puncher, but. Bare knuckle, you know what I mean?
How would you beat the shit up. How would you beat this
guy? You put numbers up. Bro, I mean, what do you got? Silicone bicep implant?
Bro, I'm so buff. Dude. Bro. Check out my BMW, bro.
Like, so, Jesus creepy. Would you fight this guy?
I guess. Yeah, how much money? Sure. It would. I would fuck that guy up.
I would fuck that guy up real quick. Yeah, I think he would.
I would put my knuckles right into his solar plexus first.
I just like his the way he shaves his hair. you know what I'm saying? He's got this sweet ass little chest.
So who wins, him or Bob Sapp? Like, if they're trying.
I would love to see that. Bob Sapp.
Prime Bob Sapp was a beast, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, we didn't even see this guy fight. All I seen him do is flex his fucking bicep for the camera. We can't find any fight footage of this guy because it doesn't exist.
It's like, it's not even muscle. It's just like mashed potatoes under his skin, you know? That's what it looks like.
He just packed his muscles with mashed potatoes.
That's what it looks like, dude. It doesn't look real.
It looks like there's some muscle in there. I mean,
you know what it is? Is he just eats a shit ton.
It could be.
Like it. How eats, come he looks? Diet sucks.
He looks like a buff baby with hair.
Yeah, exactly. Looks like.
Like it's a very strange like body type.
How
this
the fuck
dude's
you
got.
Get your arms that?
By the way, I know his arms are goddamn bigger than my legs, bro. That's impressive.
Yeah, so that guy signed with one. What's that guy signed with bare knuckle boxing? If we can get the 1FC, by the way, on Twitter, if we can get the 1FC highlight, they have a highlight of the guy.
Bro, I'm not done looking at this specimen.
I can look at him for hours, dude.
Yeah, put your hands on top of the
He's
table.
Captivating.
I feel like I kind of want to see the interview with you and him. And
yeah, you might as well.
You're a heavyweight
bizarre.
Now, right? What are you, 220?
270.
You're not 270.
I wish.
But wait, like 215?
I was like, what is it?
205?
I'm like 220, yeah.
220?
Nah, maybe more. Shit. This is a long weekend.
But people keep asking about. Oh, by the way, Chales wants to know if you want to do submission grappling in his league.
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
You're a second degree black belt.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
You can make money doing this.
What about me, Chael? What the fuck?
I'm waiting.
Would you do it too? Submission grappling?
I would.
No, I'm like, you're a second degree black belt.
I know, bro. Yeah.
Is it the gas tank?
I'm just, I haven't really put, like, we'll talk about it and then I'll do a training camp. You know what I mean?
But it's jiu-jitsu, though, right?
I know, but you have to train for jiu-jitsu. To go put on a good performance, you got to be in shape and ready. And, dude,
after in a gym, you can show up and fuck people up. But with an actual competitive person, you know, it's a black belt to a competitive black belt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still a purple belt.
So you're a secondary black belt, right? But you're saying, like, right now you're at
my knowledge is, like, overflowing out of my head. But my body shape, the reality is, so if I don't want to get injured and I want to put on a great performance, I need some time to get ready and get in shape for it. So if you're asking me to go do this weekend, go fuck yourself.
I'm not asking you anything. I'm saying that, like,
eventually,
that I'm hanging out with Mayhem.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm hyping you up. I'm telling him how great you're doing. Telling him this is the Mayhem. I could see why he became super famous. One of the biggest dudes in the world, because this is the Mayhem I'm talking to. And I go, hey, by the way, Submission Grappling, would you want to have Mayhem
waka, waka.
In there?
Like, I love when you put on your manager voice.
It's always the hands coming up.
This is Adam Greenberg.
He goes, I would love to have Mayhem in there. Talk to him about that. And then I was like, maybe Mayhem could use some money, Submission Grappling, blah, blah, blah.
I love this voice.
I don't want any fucking piece of it. I'm just saying, the fans want to see it. Why wouldn't you want to do it?
No, I'm
not. But then I'm like, I'm not going to push you towards it.
No, but the reality is that in this moment right now, I wouldn't want to give my fans a damn shitty performance. I need time to get in shape.
But if you ran 5 miles,
if I get in shape,
you ran 5 miles a day, miles a day, 3 days a week, 4 days a week.
Oh, yeah, that's all you got to do. Just play basketball.
Then,
your cardio will get in shape.
And then roll what? Go
just roll for once. 3 rounds. I can see why your middle school wrestlers are not at peak shape all the time. Fucking just terrible. This is a terrible game plan.
My kids are fucking winning left and
really?
Right, man. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know what, kids? Practice is off for the week. We'll meet before the duel later this week.
Preparation. You're telling me, Mayhem needs to get in shape for a 10-minute jiu-jitsu match.
Oh, yeah.
Or 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, because if I want to go in there and just fucking, you know, smoke a cigarette on the way to the ring and then come in at 260 and then collect my paycheck,
I'm not telling you that.
But that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying that it would take you a month to get in shape? 2 months?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And you'd run every day. You lift, you hit the gym.
Thanks, coach. Yeah.
You practice, compete.
Gotta practice, yeah.
All right, fine. But fuck it. Don't do it.
What do you mean? I just said I'll do it.
Go in my
and
garage.
Now you're arguing. And you're not arguing
you
with me about it.
You obviously have vested interest in this. You
I know, yeah.
I
this
have no
dude's getting kickbacks right now.
I got a couple
right
side deals.
Exactly.
I'm getting paid in mushrooms.
Yes, perfect. I got a guy.
Psilocybin? Right. How do you say it?
Psilocybin.
All right, so let's talk about the fight this week, okay?
Who else is fighting? Because we
Holly
already talked about Connor.
Is taking on Raquel Pennington.
Holly Holm, man. Is she married?
Jeez. No, she got divorced.
Perfect.
Look at that.
Raquel's married to...
Raquel's with Tisha Torres.
Tisha Torres. Yeah, I was in Japan with them. They're cool.
They're really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, Raquel's married to the...
Tisha Torres. Tisha Torres. Little tiny tornado, they call her.
Nice.
Yeah, she's a little... She's hottie.
She's smoking.
Tisha's pretty hot.
I don't look at fighter women in any sort of sexual context. I never have.
You and Carla never hooked up?
Nope.
Really?
I don't know. It's weird. I've objectified women most of my life or my whole life until now. And
the mushrooms got you to stop objectifying?
Yeah,
women?
I'm being fucking serious.
You never walk in the gym jerking off?
I'm being totally serious. This helped fix so much. I was just in Bali for 2 weeks. Okay, and I promised my girlfriend. She's like, "Well, if you need it, you know, get a release out there. We'll test it when you get back." And
what's a release?
Condoms.
Like a hand job?
No, just go fuck something.
Your girlfriend told you to do
that? Yeah, and I didn't. I was like, "No, I'm not going to do it." Now you say I can do it. Well, I'm not going to.
Do you guys have threesomes with your girlfriend?
No, not yet, at least. We should probably both... So, again, she's a very powerful person. She was on TV selling skincare. She's this, you know, this... She had a science lab and a skincare company. Like, a big world-class skincare company. And she would leave, like, during lunch and go have orgies. She would set up for, like, an hour or two in a hotel room and then just go back to work or go home. Like, this woman's crazy, too.
Did she get cum on her skin and be like, wow, this is...
It's good for... I asked her, it's really good for your skin.
Nice.
Ladies, cum is great for your skin. I don't know where I'm looking.
There you go.
But, no, it's like you have to set things in motion that... Yes.
No ladies listen to this show.
Fuck them.
They do, actually.
But right. I'm just saying there's parameters, things you have to set up in place to get through all your addictions. And yeah, psychedelics are huge for it. Okay. It's a big addiction.
Yeah, but you've always, like, you were coaching Carla and those people back at Oyama. You never hit on those girls.
No.
You were a really good coach and good mentor to those people.
Yeah. And they all, you know, they'll all attest to that because yeah. I was busy banging chicks with a million followers, Doug.
Right, of course. Now,
douchebag.
Maurice Greene, who was on The Ultimate Fighter, you don't know him. He was drunk all the time. He wins fights that I think he's going to lose, taking on Alexei Olnik. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that gets the Ezekiel choke every single time, or he gets knocked out. Mm. He's hit like 11 guys with the Ezekiel choke.
Yeah, so, from the bottom. YouTube,
they say you like know it's coming.
Something you're never supposed to get in, but the guy's just. He chokes you out with it.
Especially a no-gi jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Because it's like
a gi
move.
Does he have extra long forearms or something?
He got Travis Brown with it, right? Didn't he get Travis Brown with it? Or?
I can't remember.
Yeah, he got a lot of guys with it.
I think he's coming off a loss, though.
Also, Claudia Gadella taking on Alexa Grasso.
It's a tough fight. I can't pick that fight.
Diego Ferreira versus Anthony Pettis.
It's a good fight.
Hey, someone the other day goes, who the fuck is this guy? They're talking about Ferreira, and I was like, he's a stud, number one. Number two... Pettis has been known to slip against people that are random.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I'm just stating the facts.
No,
obviously,
yeah.
Pettis is incredible.
And then I thought he was going to lose to Wonderboy. He knocked him out. That was crazy.
Yeah, he pulls off. Dude, that guy's so good.
The fight of the night is Sadiq Youssef, who actually is from a family where he has like 9 moms and like 1 dad mm-hmm. and like 30 siblings in Africa.
Really? Oh, he's from Nigeria, right?
Yeah, and then he's fighting Andre Fili. Now, did you and Team Alpha Male ever make up?
Yeah, I'm friends with them. Yeah. I've just always talked a lot of shit because it's what you do.
Did you and Ali Abdulaziz ever make up?
No, fuck that guy.
You hear what happened?
That piece of shit.
They all surrounded him.
He's a fucking terrorist. I'll say it again and again. Okay, you're no, listen.
Yeah,
you're on the terrorist.
Wait. Slow down, bro. Whoa, you're fired up. I appreciate that. I love your energy. But what exactly went down?
Okay, so you know how Connor said the whole terrorist snitch thing about Ali? I started that. I don't want to take credit for it, but I kind of do. My wrestling coach, was at the Olympic Training Center mm-hmm. when Ali got taken away by the FBI. I have personal information. I know a lot of shit. You know, we know all these people in this fucking world. And so
The FBI came and busted him for terrorist activities?
He is on a terrorist watch list. It is factual that he screwed over the U.S. government, the police force, his own terrorist people. He intertwined and clusterfucked everybody to make a buck and to clear himself out. So, and all I was doing was talking shit on Twitter. So I'm in Brooklyn, cutting weight for a fight. And, you know, unbeknownst to them, I've got Glover next to me, so... And Jacare, so I'm not afraid of anything. But all the Russians all the Dagestanis start to pile in.
And they start, hot tub.
Yeah, no, in the sauna. Okay. And they start talking shit. And well, why are you saying bad things about Ali? And I was like, I thought they meant Bagoatinov. Remember how Bagoatinov popped and still lost? I was like, yeah, I was making fun of him. I was like, I hug him when I see him. I was like, what's your guys' deals? They go, no, Abdelaziz. I go, oh, because he's a fucking terrorist. And Khabib pushes his way through and goes, no, he'll sue you. And I'm just like, oh, really? Okay. How about everyone sit down? Let's have a debate. And they sat down. Like, very simple-minded individuals.
You know, that's what you do in a sauna.
Yeah, exactly. And they're all like, okay. And I go, listen, you guys are proud Russians, right? Yeah. Okay. I'm a proud American. What would you do if someone came into your fucking country... And I don't care what color, race, creed you are. If you come into my country and you're on a terrorist watch list, what would you guys do in Russia with that person? Let me know. And they were like, Khabib goes, I'm sorry. I'll just let you finish cutting weight. And they walked out. And I was like, whew, that must
have happened.
Nothing.
That.
They just, and then I cut the weight. I'm laying on the floor outside of the door to go into weigh-ins. I was like second in line, I think. And all of a sudden, I'm laying on the floor talking to my coach, you know, just sitting there. And Ali runs up, starts talking shit. And I'm laying on my back, rolling over, looking at him, laughing at him. You know, I'm fucking at 125 pounds. And he's coming up and fucking threatening me, and I'll fucking kill you, all this other shit. And I was like, okay.
Did he run up, go, Allahu Akbar?
Allahu Akbar, and pulled out his fucking vest.
For real? So, wait, you're saying on the record right here, MMA Roasted, which is, you know, one of the top-rated podcasts in
it
the
is.
World.
It is. It really is. I know.
You're saying this dude is an actual terrorist.
No, that's like...
It's a fact. Yeah. You can look it up. It's a fucking fact.
How is he walking the streets?
I don't know. How is he one of the biggest agents?
He's also
how is he
like
one of the biggest
like,
agents?
He manages a boatload of fighters, right?
Yeah.
He makes millions of dollars $1 million a year. I don't know how much he makes. He makes really good fucking money being a piece of shit. Mm. And I see all these fighters backing him. I'm like, shame on you. People I respect. I'm like, you guys are fucking idiots. That guy's a fucking weasel.
But you got to do it with Kayla Harrison, right? Didn't you and Kayla get into it?
No.
Oh, the girl from the...
I mean, I just signed with my new manager is Kim Jong-un. So.
Like, Kayla's a fucking stud, but no, I don't know
what you guys got to say.
By the way, Kayla and
Supreme Leader.
Kayla and what's it? By the way, Kayla and Cejudo were going at it, I think, as a joke. But who do you think wins in a grappling contest, Cejudo or Kayla?
I've never seen Henry's jiu-jitsu.
And then one of the questions, by the way, was how do you think a prime Creepy does against a prime Cejudo?
I'll fuck him up. I can still come back and beat his ass. It's fine.
Nice.
I believe it,
but,
man.
But, you know, I don't want to bend the knee and do any bullshit and never fight again. So we'll never know. I see what happened was the one time I got sober, I became the best in the world.
You beat Demetrius Johnson. And
the whole buildup for that. At one point I was sober, I became the best in the world. And, you know, that time has passed. I've lost a step. I'm 170 pounds now with, like, 8% body fat. I'm fucking jacked and slow and happy. You know,
how old are you?
35. I'll be 36.
You're so young.
I'm not ever fuck everyone. Even Bare Knuckle Boxing called me recently. They go, hey, my old agency called me. He goes, hey, you want to fight? And I was like, where? They go, Bare Knuckle. I was like, ha, fuck you.
Nah, you too.
Okay? They go, no, it's big money. And I was like, no. Okay, how much? $30,000. Get the fuck out of here. Put another zero on it, and then maybe I would think about it. I mean, they offered me a fight in Japan. I said no. I'm never fighting again. I have
for $300. You do it.
$500,000. I might bet.
So there is an actual price.
There's of course the fucking fist fight. It'll take me a few months to get in shape, and I'll go smash somebody. I can still fuck shit up. I do jiu-jitsu all the time. I'm in the gym almost every day. I do yoga a lot. I do breath work. I do meditation. I do.
And you're sober.
And I'm so I take psychedelics.
Soberish.
I smoke a lot of weed. I take. I don't do fucking.
You're not doing oxy.
I'm not doing pill. Any sort of pharmaceuticals are out. No more cocaine. You know, it's just it's entheogens.
How much cocaine did you do?
I was never a big cokehead, but I'm just saying these are the things I stay away from. I don't drink alcohol.
Like, you're overdosed dead for 7 minutes, right?
I don't. I was seven. You know, I was in the hospital for 7 days.
7 days, but you were like pronounced dead.
Yeah, when they carted me off, they told my brother that I wasn't going to make it.
What were you taking before that?
I was sober for a long time. Then I got a tattoo on my chest, which I finally covered up, thank God. And I took Oxycontin, I think some GHB.
What did the tattoo say? Do not resuscitate?
It should have. Yes, it should have. And I sat there. Okay, so this is the thing. I was sober for a while. I had my first fight with Jeff Willingham. I won. And then I went and got tattooed. I overdosed. And I signed a fight for Miga, who was at that time was the best guy in the world, when I was in my hospital bed.
Really?
Yeah. And then I fought. I aspirated.
Who the fuck gave you a contract when you were in your hospital bed?
We just didn't tell him. Jason House just dealt with it. But you know, but then that just shows you that the being sober, I was one day of fucking up that put me in the hospital for a week. But I stayed sober, got back out, and I beat Formiga. I became.
Now, when you died, right? Did you see angels? Or?
No. I can show you God. You want to see God? You want to see colors you never knew existed? I can show you that.
You got to take this
through psychedelics.
Pills, yeah,
I'm good.
I mean, no.
But thank you. I feel like I'm in a bad after school special.
If you do,
see colors.
the sort of doses that we do therapeutically for that integration work, like we're doing 20 grams next. Like we're going up high, and this isn't to party and have fun. Like going over your crazy.
Why are you the test? Isn't it supposed to be gerbils or something?
No, because this is her and I are doing this together. All these certifications and shamanic training in the integration. And
yeah, but what you're doing is illegal. Like, you're not allowed to...
Don't give a fuck.
I know, but
it's
you're...
It's medicine.
Yeah, but at the same time, on the other side, you already got a sheet with the DEA.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're obviously watching you. At any time, they could just
I'm not out
you.
Selling drugs anymore. I'm just getting mushrooms from people in the community, and I'm dosing myself up in the psychedelic community.
There's a community?
Oh, there's huge. So
it's decriminalized in Colorado. Yeah,
okay, so you have organizations like Decrim CA, who actually, I was just in Hustler Magazine wearing their shirt. And it's an interview. I'm not fucking anyone.
All right, go on.
We're just coming on the shirt.
Okay, yes.
Decrim. No, and then there's Decrim Oakland, Decrim Nature Oakland. These companies are really pushing it. There's
you're
the
following all this. There's Mayhem. You're following everything.
Bro, again? I'm just hanging out in the hallway.
LA Psychedelia. If you're in Los Angeles or Orange County, reach out. There's LA Psychedelia. We're putting on the.
Mayhem, I feel like you should not listen to any of this, man.
No,
you
bro,
should.
I'm
let
good,
me.
Bro.
Hey, let me help fix you. Let me help fix you.
It was a year and a half in jail.
I know.
He gets drug tested every other day.
You cannot test for psilocybin.
He's doing so great.
It goes into the body as serotonin.
Don't believe this.
I'm fucking working.
Listen, bro.
I'm looked at as an educator and. Fucking
an educator.
Yes, is that crazy? An educator and an ambassador for this company, Unlimited Sciences. Like, that's what we're looking. I know what the fuck I'm talking
about. Science should be limited.
No, science should not be limited. Fuck you. Maybe, science maybe is in great. This case, no, fuck. This is these are helping people.
Were the Nazis doing experiments on people too?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what
that
the fuck?
Been limited.
How does we go into Nazis running experiments?
Bro, it's just the rule of the internet. It's you got to talk just, about Nazis just, at some Jewish. Point.
All right, listen. All right, I'm just saying that I like.
Fuck you guys. It works.
I like free mayhem.
Yeah,
right.
You're scared that I'm going to go on, someone, on a mushroom bender.
I'm someone who is predisposed to psychosis.
He's going
to
be like, hey, this. And then you're going to fucking test positive. And he's going to be like, oh, well, whoops. My girlfriend told me. And yeah. Then we got to find a thing his girlfriend. It's just him
look
with a wig on or something, talking to himself. And
drinking lemonade, looking in the mirror.
Some crazy
myself.
Shit's going to go on. And then he's going to fight bare knuckle for $30,000. All right. So we don't need this.
All right. Classic Adam Hunter.
He's doing great. Okay.
Yes. People who are predisposed to psychotic episodes should not be taking. They shouldn't even be smoking weed. Realistically,
remember last time we took experimental drugs, he was naked in the church with.
I know. I'm saying
allegedly.
People
never was
that type. That archetype of person should not take psychedelics. But when you do it in a controlled setting. I'm doing it with a fucking scientist. We're doing it. I mean, sure, we're naked and we're in bed, but like we're going over our issues and we're fixing shit.
You know, it
past traumas,
like laboratory conditions,
past traumas. You had a great life.
Why am I so fucked up? Why am I this fucked up? We're trying to figure it out. I don't know.
You're a great kid, Ian.
He got
right?
Poor little rich boy
you
syndrome.
Guys have
that's
no
the
idea.
Problem.
You're a great kid. You're a good guy. You've achieved more than 99.9% of people.
And it's still not good enough.
For who?
For me.
But that's why you've achieved what you have.
And I'm not mad about it, but I know. But I'm just saying there's an obsession. And, you know, the last time I became obsessed with something, I became the best in the world at it.
So now you're the best in the world at acid?
No, it's science. I wanted to be a scientist as a kid. There's three things I wanted to be.
Well, go to school.
I wanted to be a fighter.
Yeah.
School's already out. I'm at school every day. Am I working from home with my girlfriend? I do. I educate myself. I'm going to go to a master's class in breathwork with Krasser Vandermeulen. Was the first guy ever registered. The certified by Wim Hof. He was Wim's resident scientist.
Right.
So I do a lot of stuff. I do a lot of very educational things. We're doing more shamanic training. There's a lot of stuff.
Just be careful, all right?
I am very
careful. I don't want you to, like, 2 years from now, you break up with this girl, and you're like, dude, she had me in a fucking spell. You know, you had no idea. I was taking shit that I didn't know.
Okay.
You know.
How long y'all been after this? I missed that.
I've been into psychedelics for about 5 years. My whole life, but very, very deeply with DMT and all that stuff, about 5 years. And the last 2 years, I've stepped it up.
You also got punched a lot in the face, too, though.
Yeah. And then, so the last 2 years, yeah, been more into it. And then
I'm talking about with this scientist lady.
We started hanging out in October. So that's been that long. But long enough to take over the world.
All right.
All right. So, all right. Finally, who else on this card? Who cares? All right. So, we got to get going. Bellator is coming up January 25th. It's going to be Julia Budd versus Cyborg, the main event.
Oh, really?
It's in L.A.
Awesome.
I tried to.
What's the date?
Saturday, right?
25th.
I hit up Rich Cho for tickets.
Nice.
But you're friends with him, right?
Uncle yeah. Rich.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to live with
because
Rich.
Because you used to live with him?
Me too. Funny.
Yeah, your buddy who I met in Oregon.
Yeah.
Coolest guy ever.
The best. Jimmy Nakamura.
Delivered like a case of Monsters, sorry, by the way, to like my hotel. He said that Rich told him to corner you
because
you had no one cornering you.
Yeah.
And that you were so nice to this guy, every time you had a fight, he was in your corner.
Hell yeah. He's
That's
great.
Good
yeah.
for him.
He always backed me up. I love that dude.
So on this card, Dylan Danis is fighting at a catch weight. He always gets he says when you run the MMA, you get to pick your own weight. Because he's like the best jiu-jitsu guy, but he got kicked out of Garcia's for having a bad attitude or something.
The best jiu-jitsu
he's
guy?
He's good.
Don't
he's good.
Don't give him
he's
that.
Good, right?
He is very good. He's extremely good at jiu-jitsu, but...
Can you beat him?
No, he's way bigger than me. And he is technically better.
Yeah.
I don't know how much does he weigh.
170?
Okay, I would love to roll with him. I'm sure he would submit me. But, like, put him with Jason, see what the fuck happens.
Nah.
You know, I'm just saying.
Chael Sonnen.
A fucking Jake Shields.
Submission Underground.
Do we have to see what Jake Shields has to say about that?
Yeah. So
you know,
Jake
like,
Shields
and that's,
him.
And that's
like,
my
he's
boy.
He's a good jiu-jitsu guy.
Yes.
But he's very cocky.
You just said the best, and the cocky thing kind of pisses me
he's
off.
He's got a hot girlfriend that he takes pictures with naked. He talks all kinds of shit to everyone. He's been calling out Jon Jones.
It's pretty funny.
He's just he's kind of like that troll.
That guy.
Yeah. That guy. So he's on the card. Aaron Pico's on the card.
Yeah,
this guy,
buddy.
They were saying this guy was one of the best wrestlers in high school. And then
we've heard about him since he was 14 or 15.
Went to the Olympic training, didn't make the Olympic team. Bellator signed him. He's been knocked out 3 out of his 5 fights. They keep putting him with fucking. He wants to be a boxer, but he's young.
But if you're a good wrestler, what the hell?
No, no, no. This kid's a legitimate good boxer. I've trained with him at Ruka. He is, all he knows is hard work. And he, and obviously his wrestling's insane.
So
and
what's the deal?
They took him out of high school. He didn't graduate high school. I mean, he graduated, but not, you know, didn't do all for it. Then he went straight to the Olympic Training Center.
But what's the problem here?
I don't know, man. He just, it, shit happens. That just shows you shit happens. It's MMA. There's so many variables that you it's hard to.
His first fight ever, they put him in the Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Against the guy that was like 11-4.
If you're a great wrestler, I don't even understand why you know, sure, you're a good boxer. Great.
He, but if you're a great wrestler, then.
Why not wrestle?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
So he's on that card too, and then a couple. Actually, Henry Corrales is on that card against what's his name?
That one guy,
Johnny Bubble
Trousers. Face?
No, it's Juan Archuleta.
Oh,
against Henry Corrales.
Ooh,
Archuleta.
It's a good fight, right?
That's a good fight. I'm gonna go with Archuleta. I mean, I like both those guys.
And then
both,
Darian Caldwell's in that card against Borix. So that's a good thing. We should definitely go to that. What do you say?
Where is it?
I'm in.
It's at the Forum.
Let's go. I'm in.
All right. So what do you got coming up? Ween Dog.
I just want to stress, I can't stress this enough. Go on YouTube, subscribe to Adam Hunter. That's where you can watch this podcast, the entire thing. And you can also listen to it on SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, all that shit. But definitely subscribe to Adam Hunter. We're going to start posting individual clips on there from this podcast. And I want to see more hashtag here for Ween Dog or here for Ween. And a lot of people are saying it look like baby Sam Tripoli. I like it. I love Sam.
What do you got coming up? What could you promote?
YouTube channel. That's it.
But don't you have your own podcast?
Yeah, we got
blasting or something.
I'm gonna have some new stuff coming out this year, 2020, on YouTube, my personal YouTube channel, and I'm gonna do some more stuff with Ween Dog Radio.
Aren't you on TikTok?
I'm on TikTok. I always promote TikTok, but I don't make any TikTok videos.
Good work.
Yeah, I go on TikTok, hot chin action, and that's it.
Hot chin action. All right, so Creepy, if people want to know about this mushrooms or psychedelics, is it even legal?
Hit me up on Instagram. Okay. It's legal in Canada. It's legal in Brazil. It's decriminalized in certain cities. So the thing is you can get information about this, and you can reach out to me. We have something called the Myco Collective in Orange County, where we're having kind of an integration circle where people can come. We don't give drugs out. Like, no one does that. You go there to just go over the things you learned within your psychedelic experience.
Weren't you giving them out at the time bar?
But maybe to my friends. Okay, maybe I gave some mushrooms to my friends. But that's
okay. Got you. Okay, right. I'm just kidding.
I want to give people my friends medicine. Okay,
right.
But yeah, and just hit me up on Instagram, Uncle Creepy MMA. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming out in this world. So just this is the beginning. I just can't talk about much of it.
Mayhem, what do you got coming up?
Whatever, bro.
He's alive.
What's the matter? You're upset?
No, I'm not upset at all. I'm just like. I don't know. I'm just like outside the mushroom game. You know what I mean?
You need to stay outside of it. I can't.
Everybody's hating on Mayhem. I'm standing in the hallway jerking off. Nobody's opening the door. I'm all right. You know, I got a new Instagram since they would never let me get into old Instagram. I guess I'm going to start using it. But most of the time I'm on Reddit, like looking at different shit. So I don't really got nothing to promote. I guess I'm going to start banging some Instagram models with six followers or more.
Six or more.
Oh, and check out my podcast. Jesus Christ, I didn't bring that up. Story time with Uncle Creepy. That's my podcast.
The jokes that I sent you back last night.
Yeah. I'm working on stand up and doing some dates.
We're gonna go on tour, man.
I know it's gonna be fun.
Can I host?
I should probably talk about that too. I go to Pittsburgh and Philly next month. Again, it's my first little comedy stop ever.
Who are you going up with?
Zach Miller. We're going for a Volcano Extract. Just the cannabis stuff.
You know? My cousin Zach. All right.
Yeah. So we'll. Go out there and I don't know how many spots we're going to be able to hit up because I got to go to Holland, I think, or go somewhere for some education stuff. But yeah, so now I'm doing comedy. I'm really doing it for therapy and just trying to improve my public speaking, and it seems to be going all right. I mean, I put
really
in the work.
Good.
I go 5 days a week.
Laugh Factory. I will be at the Laugh Factory in Reno this week, headlining in Reno all week. Next week, I'm at the Comic Strip in El Paso. February, I'm in Michigan at I'm the same place you're at. I'm at the One Night Stands.
The One Night Stands, yeah.
In Michigan. What part of Michigan is that from? It's in Michigan. One somewhere. Night Stands in Michigan.
Don't drink the water.
And I'll be in Calgary at the Comedy Catch in Calgary in February 10th to the 17th. And in March, I'm in Vegas at the LA Comedy Club. Mayhem, thank you.
God
Creepy,
bless you.
Thank you. Isaac Valley Flag, thank you. Ween Dog, thank you. Have a great week. Take care.
Wrap. Peace.
Peace.
Tuli sons to hoochum durpo tlan. Tadas totan durpo tamoro tlan.